You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten with the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rise in the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God.
So lovely. That's how we like to do it in the 90s.
When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad ticker, but I'm crockin' Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune, I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
Like that. For real. Coming at ya. In 92. Rock and Seal School.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of big loose fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live, cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, no respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky song. As I got on, and that word is born. I'm not playing, everybody, just pull it. This song is dedicated to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy, just like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock was real smooth from 92. And we out.
What's going on, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and make sure you download the Riotcast app and check out all the other fabulous fucking shows on this network.
Very well said.
Very well said.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of that.
It's the same thing every week.
It is.
All you have to do is memorize it.
I couldn't even memorize my
You barely know your fucking name.
That's true. One too many hits to the head.
One too many hits from the bong, bitch.
Nah, man, I'm drug free.
In 93.
Pussy.
Put the crack up.
What?
Marky Mark. We know about that, miss. You know anything about Marky Mark?
I'm a big fan of the Funky Bunch.
Are you?
I was, man. Everybody was. Good Vibrations. I was like 14. That was like prime territory for me.
At 14?
For Marky Mark, yeah, he was dreamy.
Was he?
I wanted to have all his babies. Not really. I wanted to swallow them.
But oh! I'm going to get jerk off now. I'll be back.
And we're starting off the show with sex again.
The last time you were here 2 weeks ago, you
it was about semen as well.
You're just a fucking semen demon.
You're just a whore.
Apparently. I'm a whore. What? No, I'm not.
No, but we like to call you that.
You do.
We do.
I know.
We know you're not, though.
I know.
But it's fucking...
Speak for yourself. Don't say wait.
Well, you guys
I know
really
you're not,
it.
Missy.
I know you're not. I know. Mark always has my back until I'm not here anymore. And then he wants to talk, run his mouth.
Define always. Shit. When you say always, you mean what? Like the last 3 months?
Yeah, like since we've had our falling out.
Don't get it twisted. We've never had a falling
our
out.
Our relationship is bonded and tighter now because of
we
that.
We are tight.
It's the only thing on you that is tight.
Oh,
oh man.
All right. Let's keep on coming. What do we got?
You would like that, wouldn't you?
What, to be hit?
Keep on coming. Keep on coming, baby.
See, I'm definitely not a whore because I was like to be hit. Didn't even think about the cum that time.
There's something so hot about a woman talking about cum.
Apparently.
Yeah. And you love that shit.
Yes. Gobble, gobble.
Do you actually make that sound?
Gobble, gobble?
Yeah.
Fuck no. I know sure. what I'm doing. If I did that, I'd have a problem. It's funny, though. When I was, like, 14, I might have told this story before, but I don't remember. Mm-hmm. When I was 14, we were at this campground, and there was this guy, and I was, like, a prude back in the day. I didn't even, like, kiss boys. And he was, like, trying to get me to suck his dick, and he's like, pretend you're sucking on a lollipop. And I remember thinking, what? And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, I'm good.
Nope.
Yeah. I was like, I'm good. I told my dad.
You told your dad?
Yeah, my dad and my uncles flipped out and they found the kid, threw him in a pool.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's not Jesus. Good. You don't fuck with my dad.
You have a certain technique that you use?
A blowjob?
Yeah, is there like you know?
I call it the Pamela Anderson.
You have a name for it?
Yeah, because she taught me everything I know.
She did?
Yeah.
Personally or just through her video?
Through her video.
Okay.
I remember watching and being like, she seems to know what she's doing.
So you just took her?
Mm-hmm. And that's how I did it.
So we have to watch the Pamela Anderson video to know.
Yes.
Which one? The one on the boat? The one in
the
truck?
Yeah, the first one. The one in the boat.
The one in the boat.
Yeah.
I guess we have to watch that to see what Missy's
technique.
Yeah, I can
describe it or anything. Just watch the video.
No. I'm
just
not.
Just describe it.
Dirty boys.
Come on.
You know.
It's just...
No, I know.
Holy shit, you know?
I don't know.
High five, brother.
Notice the...
No, I meant like you know...
Notice the cold sore on my lip.
Fuck you. You know you know because you've seen that tape.
You actually
Everyone's
kissed her?
Seen it.
No.
Okay.
No, never.
Oh, you went down on her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I did that.
Stick your whole head in that shit?
Oh, stop.
What?
They like to start rumors, miss.
I know. I remember.
Everybody knows that we hate each other.
Yeah.
And there's no shot in hell.
It's the rivalry.
I don't know what
there's
rivalry
there is. There's always got to be one.
There is. Oh, I'll take the fall.
You should. It's your fault.
You can hate me. It's my fault. You're the fucking cunt.
So salty.
No.
If I had to blame somebody in this rivalry, I would think it's your fault, Marco.
Probably, Chris. Yeah. Chris knows
when
me
in doubt, blame Marco.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's normally the way it
bet.
Goes.
Yeah. It makes the most sense.
And just take it from there.
Yeah.
If I can disprove anything, then that's...
No. You're guilty always.
Always?
Yeah. If there's evidence like that makes you look good, it's because you planted it.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel, miss. Jesus Christ.
I thought we were I thought we bonded fine. I thought we were on the same page. We don't dislike each other anymore. I guess
we don't.
Cool.
It's all friendly.
It is.
It sounds like it.
It is. We're just talking about
if there's anything that could possibly make you look good, you planted it. It's all friendly.
It is friendly. And you mean that in the sweetest possible way, right?
Yeah. Of course. Of course.
So you're not going to explain your fucking technique?
I'm not, because that is...
Personal? Perversion?
It is kind of personal. I mean, I'm not, like, opposed to it, but I know what you guys want and why you want me to do it. So, It's like I almost went. See, this is when I wish I had an accent because then I could do it funny. Like if I knew how to do an accent.
Doing an accent.
I don't know how to do any. Remember we tried before?
Yeah, you could do any accent. Just try it.
No, not doing it.
Do it.
No, I don't want
to. Do it.
Peer pressure. You do it. Why don't you explain how you eat a vagina?
Oh, that's you funny. Want me to explain how you give blowjobs?
No, I just said.
How you eat a vagina.
Actually, why don't you explain how she gives blowjobs?
I wouldn't know.
Bullshit.
I would not. Hey, she likes you the most. You're her soulmate. Don't forget.
You are my favorite.
See?
I know.
See that?
Which I don't understand how.
I don't understand
how. I don't
how.
Either.
I don't know. I have that thing about me where I could pretty much say whatever I want and nobody gets mad at me. For the most part. Like, even at work, like, I'll say something fucking just, like, insanely nasty. And I work with pretty much all girls, and they just laugh.
It's because you have serial killer eyes.
You think they're scared I'm going to kill them?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like, you're on this good side. You're like Steve Buscemi and like, that. What?
Oh, thanks for comparing me to the ugliest actor on the face of the planet. I appreciate that.
With the most jacked up teeth, yellow, and fucking
bitch.
Crooked.
No. And Billy Madison is a...
Okay.
And
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds. And he calls him and he's like, I'm sorry for doing this. And he's like, all right. And he crosses him off his list. Everybody's like,
I know, that
nice
was Billy Madison.
It was Billy Madison. So everybody wants to keep you on your good side so that...
So I don't kill them.
Yes.
Fuck you.
But yeah, he's still your favorite.
Hey, well, look what I have to choose from.
Wow.
It's still coming.
You guys got... I listened to last week's show. You said I smell like fish. I was like, those motherfuckers. I was like, they usually let the sound bites talk shit, but you guys were literally saying stuff. And I was like, damn. I was like, they
listen,
suck.
You know,
if you fucking whore.
You know there's at least 2 to 3 shots when you're not here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's
so,
okay.
You
it's
know.
All gravy. But I was like, fuckers. Says no. I was like, God damn it. Telling Fob's girl not to get close to the mic. She might catch something. That was all you.
Now, do you think we let... I think, and I listen afterwards, I think Chris and I let her off the hook. Like, we didn't get into a lot of stuff. I didn't want to go in there because she looked like she was a little uncomfortable being
what
there.
What do you mean? What did you want to, like interview her?
No, we could have busted her balls more and
I
asked her more questions.
Nothing about the relationship, though.
Yeah, like
no.
We yeah,
and I
yeah.
thought maybe you guys had talked about that beforehand.
I didn't even know she was here until I walked in here.
Huh?
I didn't even know she was here, like she was coming until I walked in.
It was like a surprise.
Yeah.
Kind first of. Time she came in 2 years. No, I really, I wasn't sure what was.
I was
what was
pissed that I wasn't
good
here.
To talk about, you know?
Yeah. She was nervous. She
questions.
Didn't want to sit there in the first place. Now, I don't know if that's because you sit there and then the mic and all, you know, the earphones. She didn't want to catch anything.
Fuck you.
No, she was wishing you were here, as she said.
I know. Yeah. And I really wish that I could have been here because that would have been cool. I would have asked her a lot of questions.
I think the next time will be a little more.
Dude, definitely. She should come soon. I want her to come. I want her to come.
I'm sure Fob would love that.
Fob would never bring her when you're here.
No.
Why?
Because you're the only one in the room that could probably take her from him.
I want to talk to her, though. I want to get to know her.
You want to get to know her?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to fucking take her. You know, he bullies you, so the best payback is
that would be pretty
girl.
Awesome
yeah.
payback.
Yeah.
I don't think that I could do it. She seems like she's pretty in love with him. I don't know. I can be pretty maniacal.
No, she's in love with him.
I know.
All
I
of them.
All 400 pounds.
Oh, Fabio. Where is Fabio? Dear
he'll
Fabio.
Be here. He's running. He's coming a little late tonight.
He ain't running nowhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's driving probably at a fast rate. But he'll be in. Hopefully he doesn't jump in and fucking scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, he got us good.
Well, you know he's coming this time, so.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's just the fucking... My back is to the fucking door.
You're in the corner.
Pussy.
Fuck off.
Pussy.
Fuck off.
Pussy.
Dick.
Pussy.
Scaredy cat.
I don't know. You're calling him a scary cat. You'd fucking jump too.
Oh my god, he scared the living shit out of me.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm like finicky. So I was like the rest of the show I was like
that's
shaking.
That's the acid trips coming back.
I was like, what is that? I'm seeing things. Oh, it's about you.
He
you're
snuck
in a
up
suit?
Here.
I was like
fucking sweater vest.
He had a
I was like, he has a job. I was like, can you think he did have a sweater vest.
He sure did.
I should have taken a pic.
take that sweater off. You look like a little fag.
Oh.
He did have a fucking sweater vest on.
He looked good.
Fucking tie. He looked sharp. Sharp-dressed man.
He looked like he was... It was about just, to make some money.
It was just like fucking ears, you know, eyes, nose, head, and his shoulders.
The less fat people always make fun of the fattest one.
Absolutely.
So did Fabio's
eventually
girls,
we're going to be there.
Did she say she wanted to come back?
She'd come. I think she'd come back. Actually, absolutely.
She didn't say that?
I think
she would come back because we really didn't bust her balls at all.
No, I mean, when she, like, talked about
up.
Stuff, you did.
Yeah, no, but nothing, like, relationship-wise.
Mm-mm. No, that was weird.
He didn't even introduce her. Like, she just started talking.
Yeah.
People were like, who's that? That's not Missy. I kept getting
I didn't even hear it. I'm like, what are they talking about? I don't hear anybody.
She was away from him first, yeah. But, yeah, he didn't
And then Bobby was like, the love of my life. I was like, oh.
And then Dr. Z put tweet today. What did he say today? He said something about, is that her first blind... guest on the show.
Yeah.
Fucking Dr. C. Oh, yeah. Chris, you have a message for Keith? Keith B?
Yeah. What did he tweet today?
Going to be listening at work, so keep the language nice, okay?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
No fuck one centers
you.
Us.
We should just fucking just
fuck.
Keith listening to dirty shit. Keith listening to dirty shit.
Keith's watching gay porn. Keith is watching gay porn.
See, soulmates. We did it at the same time.
Oh, that's fucking funny. He did put a hashtag no chance or no shot or whatever. He's right. No chance in hell.
Dude, we can't get through 10 minutes without cursing.
Yeah.
I know, and I was listening to it today. One of my friends was in the mailroom with me, and he's like, fuck, 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 fuck. He's like, we're jerks. We curse. I was like, you're doing shit. Listen,
I could fucking go through a show without. I mean, you know, I could
yeah,
do a show
I could
without
too,
cursing.
But I like to curse because it's fucking
especially
awesome.
If somebody's putting money in my pocket, I'll do a show without cursing. There's way other ways around stuff.
Oh yeah,
the best did it. Why you know? Why can't I guess we're not even close to the best, but
one day.
You guess.
Shut
Marco,
up, Chris.
Marco makes his own homemade trophies at home that say like number one podcast.
I got. Yeah.
Every year we have the best ratings in all the land.
I got my. Yeah. What's the big awards for? I got my allaccess.com award for
there
best fucking radio show.
He's jerking off to our logo.
Oh,
Bobby Kelly. Oh, Rob Sprance.
Oh, Rob Sprance. I still can't get into my email.
Bobby Kelly yelled at me yesterday.
Oh, yeah, why?
He yelled at me because they were talking to Glory Hole about how he took a picture of his toilet. Because it's a fucking space-age toilet. And I, it was cool. And they were talking about it, so I tweeted it. I tweeted the pitch. Is this creepy that I...
Yes.
Right, well, that's what they said, it's creepy. So I call him, and he was like, what the fuck do you want? And I was like, what's your problem? He's like, I don't want nobody seeing my fucking toilet, you cocksucker. He's like, don't talk. Just say
you
I'm sorry. Own up to
sucker.
It. He was busting my balls.
Did you delete your tweet?
No, he said you don't have to delete it. He was just busting my chops.
Now you should delete it, or now you should
I got
retweet it
too.
Once a day.
No, I'm not going to do
what
it.
What other pictures you got?
I got other pictures, don't worry about
make
it.
Make it a trending tweet.
No, there's
Bobby
other pictures
Kelly's
I took
toilet.
When I was hanging out with him. That, you know, of us.
Like of what?
Just hanging out, man. Just chilling.
Well, why'd you say it's so salacious like?
What the fuck is salacious like? You know, like, he was licking my balls.
See, and you were taking pictures of it? He was Pam Anderson, you?
You are so gay.
Yeah, so he fucking yelled at me.
Oh, Bobby.
Fucking
dear,
twat.
Dear Bobby.
Cocksucker.
He should have yelled at you for taking the fucking picture in the first place.
He did. I remember we had talked about it on the phone right after you had done it.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck? Who does that?
Me.
And I was like, that is kind of weird.
Me.
It's very fucking weird.
It was such an invasive shot.
It's a fucking... Oh,
like, you
I
didn't
made
even
sure
do it,
there's
like,
no pubes on it and shit.
Yeah, but still, a toilet says a lot about a person.
Does it? That motherfucking.
No, no, you should have did it like an artistic.
I should have
like,
shot. Yeah, you're right.
Should have did an artistic shot.
Like from the bottom up, or like from the ground up, or like.
What about fucking? Yeah. You miss. There's like.
Pistons. Oh, you can't bend over.
No,
I'm not saying.
Why do I look like?
You can't. What do you have to lie like on the ground to take a picture?
Yeah,
of down
man.
Low?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, but that fucking toilet, it shoots up like warm water. It does like multiple
it's
shit.
Like a bidet,
the
right?
seat. The seat is fucking like heated.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's remote. It's got a remote control on the fucking side. I want one.
Get one then.
Yeah, like fucking $1,500.
So that if that's your dream, that's
you know
definitely
what? You know,
like, you're
I appreciate
capable
you
of doing that.
Backing my dream.
Do it, man.
I appreciate that.
Dream big.
Oh, shit. By the way, I got a message for you, Missy.
Oh.
I do got a message for you. Give me a second.
From?
I'll tell you in a second. I'll fucking tell you in a second.
What? Do you know who this is from?
Is that your phone making noise?
I don't fucking know.
Excuse
me,
sir.
How do you not know?
No, you take that off. You
turn your fucking ringer off, you amateur. I'm throwing away your number one podcaster trophy.
Oh, go fuck. You got to come get that shit, motherfucker. I got that shit encased in glass.
He's got an armed dog.
With a fuck,
bulletproof glass.
With a gun. He taught the dog to kill.
Picture of me fucking Robert Kelly with, you know, my arm around Robert.
Oh
he's
God.
Holding the
did
trophy.
Did you just say picture you fucking Robert Kelly?
No.
He did. He used fucking as an adjective in the wrong place.
Hold on. I don't know why he tweeted me, because he could have just tweeted the show, but...
You're a social media master.
Your fucking connection here fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I have a fine connection, sir.
Mine's good, too.
Get on a new network.
Get
on. What do you got?
Stop using AT&T. Sprint, Verizon. Motherfucker.
All right.
I have Sprint.
Yo. Ready? Yo. Tell Missy I say she is hot. Who is that?
Pedro.
He's
Pedro.
Alive?
He's still alive?
Yeah.
That's what he... Nobody talks to him for this long, and that's what he fucking tweets?
Yep.
What?
I told him, call in and tell yourself.
Oh, my God.
And the nightmare begins.
I'll be 2 seconds from leaving.
He's not. He's
again.
Not.
Again.
He's not going to call.
This shit.
He's not going to call from fucking.
Is he in Guatemala?
I don't know where the fuck he's from.
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
Oh, God, I hate this.
He's in New York. He's at the Guadalajara airport.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, he just reappeared.
What did you say to him?
I said, fucking call and tell yourself.
Ugh.
What the fuck you tweeting me for?
He probably doesn't know I'm on Twitter.
He can't find you?
No, he's like a moron, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know the guy personally.
Oh, Pedro. Womp.
He's reappearing.
That's weird that he's back.
It's a third world country, so I don't know how much access to the internet he has.
And you probably have to pay with it with quarters. Like, put it in a little slot as it dials up.
Like AOL online dial-up?
Yeah. With, like, a pile of dimes next to it.
Oh, that was the fucking worst. Remember that shit? That was god-awful, man.
And then it would, like, the phone would ring and boot you off. And you're mm-hmm. like, what the fuck? Don't call me.
Angry.
It's the little things that bother me, apparently.
Yeah. Well, get over it.
No. It's better to get mad at little shit than big shit.
You think so?
Probably. Everything big in my life is good, so why not get angry or a little shit?
That's true.
But doesn't more little shit happen than big shit?
Yeah.
You'd be like getting angry all the time.
Yeah, but I get overly angry, and then usually the person that I'm around with thinks it's like cute that I'm getting angry over something so stupid, so they laugh, and then I get unangry. And then all is right in the world.
Now, I'm with you. I get angry over stupid
dumb
little shit,
too. Shit.
Like, I was walking out of the store today, and I held the door for a guy, and he didn't say thank you.
That's
I was like,
the
you're
worst.
Welcome, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so stupid, but it just makes me so fucking angry.
Like, where I work, when you get off the elevator, people never fucking wait for you to get off, and they want to, like, get on.
Yeah,
and you, like,
so
fucking ram into each other, and the girl I was with today is, like, flipped out. She was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh my God.
People are just fucking ignorant.
Yeah, people are stupid. Because I do that sometimes too, which sucks. Because like I'll be in a rush and then I'll go in the elevator and somebody will be coming out. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. But I have fucking apologized for it. No one else does. They're like just trying to squeeze past you to get in. I'm like, let me get the fuck out first.
Jeez. Well, I know I got fucking anger issues. Fucking big time.
Yeah, a lot of people we know have anger issues.
Oh, absolutely.
It happens. A lot of people get really angry when they drink.
That happens.
Yeah.
That definitely happens.
I used to be like that.
Well, that's when it comes out. Right, that's when it comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you have issues that you need to resolve. Well, that in my case, I'm only speaking for myself.
Well, yeah. That's the truth.
I know.
What, do you still think you have anger issues you need to resolve?
No. No, yeah. I think I have normal anger issues now, like just the little stupid stuff. I'm still going to get mad, but that's just part of life. Right?
Yeah, you almost walked off the show a couple months ago over stupid shit.
I know.
Over your anger issues.
Yeah, but I've worked on them, and now I know what makes me angry, and I know triggers.
You know triggers?
Mm-hmm.
Sound like you're on the couch.
What's a trigger? What's one of the triggers?
I have misophonia.
Who? God bless you. Salud.
Misophonia.
Misophonia.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's this like psychological disorder.
No shit.
Where like repetitive like motion and noise can like drive you into like blinding rage. Like gum chewing and like foot tapping and like knee shaking, like things like that. Very normal stuff, but like when that happens, stuff like that happens, I like sometimes I like start to shake.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Because it makes me so angry. Like I get so upset, like I can feel my blood pressure rise and like my lip will twitch.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I thought I was fucking bad.
There's nothing you can really do to treat it either. You just gotta calm the fuck down. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Fucking meditate.
There's no meds for anything like that?
Sure there is.
Nah, like,
there's meds. You could take a lot of shit. Don't say
yeah, anything. And what am I supposed to take? It's not like I'm always around people that
maybe you take a cock in your ass every now and then.
That might loosen you up.
No. No cock and no ass.
We're trying to help you, Jesus. We're trying to help you.
He does not want to stick
like
it in there.
Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
I'm not.
She needs to get laid big time.
That's the thing. It's not like it happens all the time. It's not like I'm always around people that chew gum or I'm always around people that tap their foot or shake their leg. And when people do it, I ask them to stop, and then they do.
You're fucking needy. Can you please stop chewing gum in front of me?
Yeah, that's just fucking asinine.
Yeah. Well,
that's asshole-ish.
I get filled with rage. Do you understand? I get filled with rage.
That's just annoying on the air.
I get filled with it.
That's a pet peeve of mine on the air. Off the air, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. On the air,
you hear it. You hear just like, yeah, you hear everything.
Yeah.
But off the air, it's...
No,
it's
I don't. No.
I want somebody pops their gum.
No.
You don't like that either?
Mm-mm. It, like, makes
me
uncomfortable.
You're an angry
fucking
dude.
It makes me uncomfortable. Like, my skin crawls from it. Like, I freak out over it. And I get fucking angry inside. I have to leave the situation or I'll flip out.
Over somebody popping their gum?
Yes.
There's something so fucking wrong with
you. I know.
You ever think sometimes maybe you should see somebody and just talk?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I mean, we've been down this road and you fucking whatever.
We have blah, 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 dead horse. Keep eating it.
Keep eating it. Every night.
What needs to happen to your ass?
No. Anal sex has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, damn, it does.
It's not going to solve all my problems.
Not all of them, but I think it'll solve a lot of your anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Jesus just has to beast fuck you.
How is that going to fucking solve my
Jesus
anger?
Christ is my nigga.
How?
Give me one good reason.
Hiya!
The fuck was that? I think it'll loosen you up a lot more. And
I am fine. It's a problem I've always had.
Right, and you've never taken it up the ass. Maybe they go hand in hand.
No. One has nothing to do with
that. I don't believe that.
I do.
You won't know it unless you try it.
No, I'm not doing it.
Open your mind for once in your life.
No. Some things
you open your legs, you might as well open the cheeks.
Nope. Cheeks are staying closed, not doing it. There's nothing anyone can say.
You have such a closed mind.
So?
For somebody who claims to have such an open mind.
Right.
Hey, I have integrity, and my integrity is that I'm not taking it up the ass. All right, my ass has integrity. It wants to stay virginal.
How about when you get married?
You're gonna
know nothing? Not all?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
There's no point. It's not meant for that.
Okay. Sure isn't meant for it in backroomcasting.com. A lot of anal going on there.
I'm like, huh?
I guess, so this is what being married with a kid has done to you.
Absolutely. Damn right.
What was it? Backroom casting?
Couch casting or something like that?
Don't act like you don't know the website.
I don't know the exact. I get it from, I go to Pornhub, and that's my hub.
Okay.
That I go and I find the porn audition, the fake fucking bullshit porn audition.
You got all that shit fucking bookmarked, don't you?
No. People use my iPad. I don't want to bookmark shit.
You clear your browser after every use?
No.
No?
No.
So your wife knows you're a degenerate piece of shit, or she doesn't use your iPad?
She doesn't use my iPad.
Okay. But she still knows you're a degenerate.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure
absolutely.
She knows you yeah. look at porn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Do you watch porn together?
Sometimes.
Aw.
Oh, that's sweet.
Do you have sex with your wife in her ass?
No. I'm fucking with you. I'm not a big. I don't need that.
You're not an ass man.
No. I mean, I like a nice ass, but I don't need that.
I know what you mean.
It's just when you're hitting it from the back, you see the the nice form. That's what's nice.
You can do that.
Maybe
anyway.
Maybe put a finger in there. Maybe. That's about it.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you want never
pinky?
Put your finger?
No, I'm asking if you. I just
start with the pinky.
I'm just completely blown away that you're talking about your wife's asshole, but
continue. No, I'm just talking about a girl in general.
Oh, okay, never mind that.
Yeah. Well, you can have regular sex and not stick it in the butt and have it from behind. You know what I mean? Like, you can hit it from the back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. I'm like, what the...
No, but she does. She does walk. She does knock before she comes to the bathroom, like in the morning time.
Uh-huh.
She'll be like, she'll just knock like... I'm like, come in. She's like, she said the other morning, she's like, I don't know if you're making love to the tile or not. Not this
the
morning.
The tile?
Yeah, tile in the shower.
And you thought that she was knocking on it?
No.
No, you fucking
She
retard.
Caught him jerking off before in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I saw him coming.
I was trying not to look
creepster.
At him.
Creepster.
Yeah,
she caught him
jerking off
in the shower before, so now,
so now she knocks before she comes in the bathroom.
And fucking the tiles.
Yeah.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Little does she know, you probably fucked every pillow in that house.
Oh, pillows, couch.
You fuck pillows?
No, you just fucking, you just shoot your load on there, that's all.
What? I use a sock.
And then you turn it on the other side, so when people come
I'm
over.
I'm never going over your house.
You really think
just
I'd do that?
Just don't sit on the furniture.
We got leather couches, can't do that, you gotta wipe it off. Dogs, too. Yeah, you can shoot dogs.
Ew.
See, that's just fucking disgusting.
Hey, if they're in the way, they're the casualty of war.
How did you not hear her coming in?
Huh?
Were you just in the moment?
No, I ain't got no shame in my game. I just do it.
Yeah, so you knew she was coming in and you wanted her to witness such things?
Yeah, what the fuck's the big deal?
I don't know. Did it bother her?
No. Why would it bother?
Well, it's embarrassing, kind of, right?
No. Why is it embarrassing?
Because it's a private moment between you and yourself.
Me, myself, and the tile? Yeah. Not really. I mean, when you're with somebody and you get married and all that shit, doesn't fucking matter.
Romance is dead.
It's not that. It's not dead. It's just that.
Just in your marriage.
It's dead!
Especially when you insert child here, then it's harder to get things done, you know what I mean?
You haven't been a dad that long.
I know, but it's still fucking...
He's already tired of it.
It's fucking... I love it. You fucking kidding me? I wouldn't trade it for the world. But it is fucking tiring.
Would you trade it for a radio show that pays you a
no.
money?
I can't say that's a bad...
Million
no.
dollars a year?
No, I wouldn't trade my
job
son for that.
Or your son?
No,
You're
I wouldn't
such
trade
a
my son. What's wrong with you? How dare you guys even insinuate that?
You'd sell that kid for $1,000.
Oh,
are you kidding?
You're fucking crazy. I love my son. Best thing ever.
Actually, it's a white kid. You can probably get like 20 G's for it.
Oh, you can get big money on the fucking...
Yeah? Well, yeah. He kind of looks like Marco, so about 20 G's. A regular white kid, you probably get like 50 for.
My DNA, if they listen to the show, it'll go down in value.
How's your kid doing?
Fucking fantastic.
Is he walking or anything? What
fucking
kids 5 months,
miss.
I don't know what that means.
It means he was born 5 months ago.
Does that mean he's crawling
and
then?
And he's 2 months, huh?
Does he just lay around like a potato?
He just fucking, he flaps his arms and legs. Yeah,
his
he's not
lips.
Right. Legs. Not like you flap your lips.
Stop being mean to me.
Hello.
Smurf.
Shit. Yeah, so, Fob.
Yo.
What's up?
No, what's up?
Welcome.
So, sorry, I'm sad that I missed your girlfriend on the show last week.
She's sad, too. I'm thrilled about it, but...
We should have her on again soon.
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day. Good. She's like, I suck. I'm never doing it again. Nice. And I was like, you don't suck. You didn't even expect you were going to be on. That's awesome. I knew the whole time.
I was saying to her, I think we like maybe dropped the ball a little bit with like, we should have talked about your relationship.
Because you're scared of me.
I don't know about all that. I didn't want to fucking...
You're afraid
was
I was going to lash out. No. What is she going to say? I mean, it's not like you're going to ask her anything that's like...
I play a game with people that when I first meet them... Did I ever tell you this? Mm-mm. When I first meet somebody...
What, hide the salami?
No, you cock. I hate you. 50 questions. I ask him 50 questions.
Oh, God, no.
That would take up the whole fucking night.
Nobody has time for that.
I get asked 50 questions in 10 minutes.
I don't want to hear them. What kind of questions?
Give us a couple.
It depends. They snowball. Like, it'll be like stupid.
That sounds gross.
By the way, she started off the show with another fucking cum remark.
I did.
Yeah?
Semen is the way to go.
Okay. I think all girls should follow your lead.
Like, start with simple questions, like, oh, what's your favorite band? What kind of music you like? And then from there, you can figure out what questions they ask next.
Okay, so like probing questions.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
So like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how disgusted are you when Fob takes his shirt off?
That's an easy answer. That's a 0. Fob doesn't take his shirt off.
He plays it safe.
That's right.
And I'm going to see her boobs.
Or mine.
That's the way to go. I just told Missy, too, just to recap what we were talking about. Fucking Pedro tweeted me.
No shit, he's
alive.
He's
alive, yeah.
He did.
He tweeted Missy, but he told me to give Missy a message.
Wow. That's crazy. What happened to him? To get into it.
But I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I didn't talk.
Yeah, it was nothing personal. No. It was just...
Missy is hot.
That's all
I don't
said.
Care.
I hate him.
You still hate him after all this time he's been gone?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't miss him at all.
All right.
And we're just talking about when you walked in, Missy's anger issues.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny because I heard something completely different when I was standing in the hallway. I heard something about... you putting a finger in your wife.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, it snowballed.
No, just chicks, like putting a finger in a chick's ass.
They think if I have anal sex, I won't be mad.
Right, anymore. Her anger issues will clear up if she takes
probably.
It up.
Probably.
Lies, all of you.
No.
Nope.
No, in all honesty, you'll probably be a lot more, you know, easygoing, I guess you could say.
What?
You won't take shit. You won't be so aggravated all the time. You won't take shit. You'll just be shit. I'll tell you what.
You'll take shit. It'll just fall out.
You'll be a lot more regular, probably.
Ugh. No. Not doing it. I don't believe you.
I don't give a shit if you do or you don't. What I'm saying is I've never heard a woman sit there and say, oh, unless it was like a by accident thing, like slipped in the wrong. Remember that one story that one girl we know told? Said that her boyfriend at the time, they were having a quickie in the bathroom.
That's crazy.
And he accidentally jammed it right in her ass. She passed out.
Yeah,
She hit her head on the bathtub and cracked her skull.
Now that's fucking awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's the way to go.
Never.
Jesus.
That might have been the funniest story I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, man.
That's even more scary.
Wow.
It's deadly. I don't want to die.
Just the tip.
No. Just the tip is too much.
Yeah, it is.
Is it too much for you?
For us three?
Just the tip?
Anything even less than just the tip is too much.
Right.
For you.
The tip of the pinky is too much.
Right. For you, after a while, we'll probably get a whole leg in.
No.
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 We're shitty salesmen. Well, at least.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not buying what you're selling.
You're not buying it?
Get the fuck out.
You gotta test drive it first before you make a decision.
Well, you know what? Then just be fucking angry for the rest of your life.
I will.
We're trying to help you.
A minute. You won't even allow a finger? I mean, I'm sure that's what you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
But like, even like the tip
we were
of
talking
a pinky.
Full cock up her ass.
Why not just the pinky?
I have no interest.
Okay.
That's what
but it's
might.
Not about being
but
interested.
Might,
it's trying to help your anger problems.
You that this
such an asshole.
You are like such a person that loves to like try new shit and like discover new things. You might actually discover something you never thought was possible, and you'd be like,
"Just the tip."
Holy shit! You know what I mean?
It's my integrity.
She has integrity in her asshole.
Nobody's gonna know that you had anal sex.
I'll know.
Well, I'll know because she'll be happy for once.
That's true.
I'm always happy.
You won't be angry anymore.
I will always be angry.
I don't think so.
I'm only angry.
Can I ask a question? Did something happen where you became this angry person?
Right?
No, I'm saying something happened today.
No.
That you're angry about? Okay.
I was telling them how I am crazy and I have misophonia.
You have, wasn't that a Who album? What was it? Musophenia?
Misophenia.
What's that? Measles? What is that?
No, it's like a psychological disorder where, like, you have a chewing gum and shit makes you become.
It's called misophonia.
All right, sorry.
Okay.
Misophonia.
And,
Missy. Misophonia.
And, like, gum chewing or, like, a phone tapping or, like, repetitive motion or repetitive sound will, like, fill you with rage.
She's a retard.
Mm. Okay. And gum chewing does that to the point where I'll have to ask somebody to take their gum out.
Wow, thank God I spit my gum out before I walked in here.
I can't stand it. People, like, my friends don't chew gum around me. They're nice.
Wow, so you
It's really bad.
So it's like a trigger thing. It goes off and you just see
And
red.
I get mad. I get mad where I have to, like,
yeah, maybe anal would help you.
Let's do a social experiment. Next week, all three of us will come in and we'll chew gum the entire time.
I have gum right now.
Just to see you flip out.
Let's do it.
I have gum in the car. Then, you want to go get it?
Yeah, go get it.
After next week's show, you take it up the ass, and then the following week we'll all chew gum and we'll see what happens.
You want me to go get it?
Yeah, absolutely. Chew gum. I want to see her fucking go nuts.
No, I'm
going
to
No, it's just an experiment. It's not going to be for the rest of the show.
It makes my skin crawl. Like, it really bothers me.
Makes your hairs, like, on your
like,
arms
and your upper lip go up? Like, just thinking about it is making my, like, spine feel weird.
Oh.
Wow. That's pretty serious. That's
Can't we just starts. Act it?
Stop.
See? Do we actually need the gum?
Nope.
No, don't do it.
You need to get fucked in your ass.
You do.
No, isn't it?
That's the way to go, miss.
Y'all are crazy.
Hey, she's retarded.
Is it New Year's already? Wow. I didn't know you had that. Who told you you had this, or did you look it up?
No, I figured it out because I've been
trying to... You self-diagnosed yourself.
WebMD.
I think it was Wikipedia or something.
WikiMD.
Well, yeah. Well, no, because I noticed that's something that always bothered me.
So you don't fucking have it until you get officially diagnosed with it. You don't self-diagnose yourself.
Ugh, why the fuck not?
Because you're not a doctor.
There's no way to fucking cure it. There's nothing that you can do to stop it. It's mental. Hypnosis. I just need to let it not bother me.
There's two things you can do. Hypnosis and anal.
No, it's...
And if you get them both in the same session, you're cured.
You know, mental illness is like make-believe, right?
Not really.
Like, don't say that. Don't say not that really. To me. In my fucking business, where I work, it's going to go down the tubes.
Nah, that's not true. That's not true.
No, like stuff like this is, though.
Like OCD and shit like that?
No, like I get it because it's... It's a better way of living for people and stuff, but I don't know. If all you have to do is tell yourself not to do it.
It's not that easy, miss.
I completely understand it, but with this, I think it is.
See, to me, it's kind of like, all right, it's not really the same thing, but you're saying like telling yourself not to do it or whatever.
Yeah.
I used to get really bad panic attacks for the longest time, and sometimes they get so bad, I would literally feel like I'm dying.
Okay.
But every time I get them, I never died.
Right.
You know, and I never, nothing ever happened to me that was really bad that I couldn't, like, you know, function properly. So you started to kind of accept it, get used to it, and you're like, well, all right, I'm getting a panic attack, but I'm not going to die. Unless, yeah. You know, of course, that panic attack turns out to be a massive heart attack.
which is you don't have to worry about
a
it
high percentage.
Like, not, you know, a lot of people think that panic attacks, like yeah, well, panic attacks and heart attacks, even though they're similar, there is a huge difference.
Oh no, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it could lead to a heart attack.
Yeah, one is because you're fat, the other is because you're a pussy.
You're you know what the
fat
cure?
Fucking disgrace!
Sack up, you faggot.
Do you know what the cure to being a pussy is?
Anal sex.
Anal sex.
No! I'll tell you what. What's something that'll make you forget about pussy will probably be anal sex, especially
yeah,
if it's
I would
a
think
dude.
So.
Forget it. Peace.
Peace? No.
So, how'd you get on this whole semen issue?
I don't even fucking know, man.
I don't know.
Did you have an interesting moment with semen recently?
Not any more than usual.
3 gallons a day, that's all I'll do.
No, not anything in particular. I don't know how it started. I think I saw an opening and I just went for it.
Story of my life.
What? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I have no idea, miss.
Womp.
I forget.
I got nothing. Nothing.
Stazza zitta, puttana!
Is your favorite color red?
I don't really have a favorite color. Why?
I feel like you wear a lot of red.
I wear a lot of red and black.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite color, but
do you like
black.
The Chicago Bulls?
I don't really like basketball. I mean, I'll wear it if it's a nice shirt.
Because it's black and red?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Went from semen to basketball. Awesome. Are we talking about Doug Collins or whatever his name is? What's his name? Jason Collins? Michael?
Jason Collins. Thanks. Yeah, guy?
Semen and basketball right up Missy's alley. Black eyes and fucking nut.
Yes. You know me so well.
Goddamn jigaboo. Up yours, nigger.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Man. Did you see? Did you hear that Papa John's thing?
No.
The fucking.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No. What happened?
Oh my God! This guy delivered a pizza.
Uh-huh.
That Papa John's delivery guy delivered a pizza to this black couple, and then when he got back to Papa John's, his phone accidentally called them back while he was going on like a racist sing along.
Oh no! A racist sing along, or like a rant
singing
about the couple?
No, well, I mean, he was singing about, like, he kept saying the N word, and he was like saying it melodically and
wow.
then funny.
He left it on the
and
black
he left
guy's
it
voice
on the black
house
voice.
Next door.
It was pretty fucking hilarious, actually.
Wow, that's
crazy.
Yeah, I like.
He's
that.
A delivery driver.
Not anymore.
Now he got fired.
Well, I mean, it's not really Papa John's fault. It's more of.
Well, Papa
maybe,
John's
maybe
fired
Peyton
those.
Manning should find something more constructive to do with his time than deliver pizzas.
He is bored.
Racist motherfucker.
You got that clip, Chris?
Yeah.
Is Peyton Manning racist?
No, he owns a bunch of Papa John's.
Does
done
he?
All their commercials, yeah.
In Florida?
You never see the commercial? You can't miss his fucking
no,
head.
No, I don't watch TV.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, no, I watch DVDs.
They don't have cable in the trailer.
We got Netflix. An old dish and some tinfoil.
I hate you. Demons.
Got those rabbit ears.
All right, you probably have to turn me up a little because the voicemail's kind of shitty.
Turn it up. All right, good.
So far.
Can't hear nothing.
It gets loud.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like Andrew Lisa.
Fuck.
A Moulinian.
Like, dirt road, no. Like,
charcoal briquette.
Yeah, I'm moving this forward.
Yeah, move it, yeah.
It's all.
He likes opera. What theme song's that?
SWAT.
Yeah.
Is this like the extended remix? How come the other guys didn't get fired?
The other guy that he's talking to did.
Yeah, yeah. So black, fucking fireflies all around in the daytime. Oh my god.
Wow.
This is so black fireflies.
Man.
Really fucking stupid. Sleeping though?
No.
No?
Anyway.
Someone please bitch. I don't want to suck around to eat this.
Okay.
I'm getting hungry.
You bring up one of those online.
Yes, I am.
I mean, yo. All right, that's the end of it.
Wow.
Real fucking Nazi now, huh?
Man, but Chris, you told me that they actually have the number. Like, you can see the phone
should
number.
Should I X'd out of it? Yeah.
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 Chris and I were going to call before the show. Yeah, we
yeah,
should.
The way the guy filmed this is he filmed his phone with a phone. Mm-hmm. So you see all his missed calls and you see the number he called from.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this guy probably got hundreds of calls from pissed off black people within the next 2 days.
We're gonna kill you, honky.
Well, the thing is, Chris and I were discussing, like, we should call. But you have to tell them, hey, you know, you're live on the air.
We don't tell them shit.
Yeah, you do. You can't not tell them.
Fuck him.
But we're gonna be like the KKK show.
Yeah, we were the Florida chapter of the KKK.
We're gonna say we
were wondering if we can hire you, brother.
We need a theme song.
What the nigga was that?
I mean, chances are he.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I would think he changed his phone number by now.
I'm
but
sure. Well, he lost his job. He probably can't pay for his phone.
I can't imagine he was making that much money to pay for it in the first place. Probably some stupid 18-year-old kid delivering pizzas.
Probably.
Yeah,
he's got a hell of
but
a racist thing career, though.
He said something about the tip in there. The guy left a $5 tip on a $15 bill.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's bitching?
Yeah, no shit.
I leave a $5 tip on a $35 bill.
What, are you eating by yourself?
All by myself. Absolutely.
So he left, so it's over 20. It's over. We were just, yeah, it's
like a third of the bill, yeah.
That's insane.
So he must be half white.
You racist motherfucker.
We were going to call him, man. We definitely were going to call him.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, we're not sure the legalities of all that.
Can we block our number?
I don't know. I don't think you can in Skype.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen if we can block our number?
Nothing. I mean, you could call.
You say whatever the fuck you want.
Call, anybody can call. You just, there's nothing that can happen.
Nobody's going to hear this. Howdy. This is Grand Dragon Jones.
To quote a famous troublemaker, I have a dream.
Maybe we could do it after the show, and if we can get it on, then we can do it that way.
It's probably going to be just like the whole, we tried to call Tiger Woods'
Right side voice piece. Yeah. But that was a little more national news. Like, that was big-time news. You knew that was
pretty,
going.
This is pretty good, though.
Yeah. It's great.
It's out there. I mean, I didn't know about it, but it's still out there.
That's fucked up, man. $5 tip, and they still fucking complain.
What's I don't understand. Maybe he's just...
A racist motherfucker.
I was going to say, he's just racist. He just wanted to, you know... He probably just wanted to say whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
What a retard.
How the fuck... What are your chances of dialing...
That shit happens all the time, though.
Why did
dialing the person you're talking about?
Yeah, why? He's just a delivery driver.
Well, think about it.
Lost and call a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why you take the number.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. He probably called because that, you know, that hayseed didn't know where the fuck he was going.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the last number he called when he got back. He either butt dialed.
Which projects you in?
How many times are you? Everybody has smartphones, right? And everybody's got a phone where basically the screen locks.
Yeah.
So you can't accidentally. How many times have you put your phone in your pocket, forgot to lock the screen?
Mm-hmm.
I've done it a couple
happened.
Times. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time.
But what are the chances
happen?
Of fucking calling the person you're talking about?
Well, good. Well, I guess it would be good because that's the last person he probably talked to. Because he was delivering a pizza, and it was probably, 5-10 minutes later? Last person he probably talked to was that person. So it's no, like Dahl's the last.
I know what you're saying. How is it that he called them?
Like
was it a list of people and he chose them by accident?
Let's say the racist faggot has an iPhone. So part of his body's got to hit the phone button in the bottom corner.
He's got a white
and then
one.
Another part of his body's got to hit the last number dialed at the top. Like, what are the chances of that happening?
Right, because when you, I mean, if you have
it's
an
not,
iPhone.
It's not like an old school phone where you hit like the down key and it goes to, I mean, the chances of that happening are pretty fucking slim.
He's got a white iPhone.
With a Confederate flag fucking otter case. fucking cocksucker.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, with these new phones, and it rarely happens, but it's happened a lot.
Hey, man, if you leave it unlocked, it can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's happened
especially if the last times. Page was you calling them. You know what I mean? Like, the last thing on the screen is the call, you know, or the call list. I mean, look, if you got a lot of people on your call list, you happen to hit that one, well, that's just racist fate. You know what I mean? That's
you are
just
not
karma.
Meant to be a pizza
that's karma
man.
Kicking you right in the fucking balls. That's all it was. I think it's great, though.
It's when I first heard it, I was like, Jesus, that's funny.
I think it's funny how, I mean, did anybody come out and speak about this or anything
Papa
like that?
Papa John's.
Yeah, the owner of Papa John came out.
The head Papa John. The leader.
That guy's not even Italian.
not the owner guy, like a representative. And he said, you know, they were fired immediately because they don't like.
Can you imagine getting a call? You're a delivery driver for one of 3,000 Papa John's in the country, and you get a call from corporate. They found you out of all those 3,000 stores and, like, you were fired.
Yeah.
You know, we will no longer help you or represent you in any kind of case or whatever. That's fucking insane.
Deuces. Right. Stay black.
You imagine if he was driver of the month? Like, employee of the month?
That would say a lot for Papa John.
What does he do? He delivers a pizza to a house, and then on the way home, every black person has a house. He throws a fucking rock through their window.
black man!
On his way back to the car, he just puts a little burning cross on the fucking front lawn.
Yeah, no shit.
A little Confederate
flag.
You know that little
ottoman that holds up the pizza box?
Yeah.
His was a cross. A burning cross. It was probably painted black. Guys, man. It's got to be. Was that Southern? It sounded a little Southern.
Sanford, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So that's got to be. That's outside of Orlando.
It's right near the equator.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, the equator. You land in Sanford.
That's not equator.
A lot of dark.
Visit Sanford and his son.
Blast.
Mexicans!
That's funny. He got
busted. And thank God the black guy let it go to voicemail rather than answer the phone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gold.
And for that, we thank you. That's nuts.
Dumb.
Have you guys ever done anything like that? Where you, like... I'll tell you, here's what I mean. When I was, first year clinical, I fucking hated the CI.
Right.
The head one. She was also head of the department. For people who don't know what I'm talking about, she's a clinical instructor, blah, blah, blah. And I hated her fucking guts. Well, it was time to do our evals at the end of the year for all the students that were in her clinical. And me and one of the girls that I was, you know, in class with, we were texting back and forth about how much we hate her and this and that. At the same time, she was also texting both of us, you know, hey, do you guys know what you did on this day? Do you guys know what you did on this day? So we're like going back and forth between text messages, and I'm an asshole because I end up saying, I fucking hate her guts, and I send it to her instead of the girl that I was in class with.
Uh-oh.
So she writes back, who? And I was like, I don't want to say it. Well, Barb. I said Barb's name. I was like, she's a pain in my ass. She should have had this done already. Mm-hmm. I just came out, you know, off the cusp with that because I was like, oh, shit. You know, I just told the person who basically has my, you know, clinical whatever in her palm of her hands, and I'm about to fucking piss her off to the point where she's going to kick me the fuck out. So I was like, oh. I mean, have you guys ever done anything like that? Do you ever Well, you
nothing,
have.
Nothing crazy. I mean,
I know you have. Now that I think about it, it's kind of the same.
Which one?
Last summer, I was talking to two girls with the same name, same first name, and I mistakenly texted the wrong one.
Ooh.
But it was nothing bad, like nothing that I got caught over. I was
sorry,
just like,
Tommy
oh, fuck.
B.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Which instance are you talking about?
No, nothing. Oh. I was just breaking your balls.
No, I it's actually worked for me one time.
Okay,
this girl I was talking to, and I hadn't done anything with her yet, but just talking on the phone and shit, and she dialed me accidentally, and I'm listening to her talking to her friend, and she ran a gamut. You know, I'm talking to this guy, he's nice, blah blah blah. If he shows up to our date with fucking flowers, this and that, I'm gonna fuck him. But he's got to be like roses, like yellow roses or something like that, right? So she's giving all the information, and she's like, and I hear her talking about sex and how she
9 months later want to do it.
No, it wasn't her.
No, just
that wasn't walking. Well, no, I showed up to her fucking apartment.
Did you really?
Yellow roses and yeah.
Was it Admiral Akbar?
No.
Okay.
No.
She bought her a lot of roses.
No. No, it wasn't her.
All she gave you was the shingles.
And herpes.
Wow. That's cool, though. That's good that
it actually
worked out.
I had an instance where it worked out
for
me.
That's pretty cool.
Where it was only like the second date. You know, she was like, oh, I'll fuck him tonight. Because her friend was like, well, when are you going to have sex? We're going to make him wait 3 months.
Right.
Normally, I make him wait two months. But if he shows up, and yeah, it's not going to happen. I show up fucking roses and shit.
How long after that did you stop seeing her? I remember.
Like a month.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
How about you, Miss? You ever accidentally butt dial or...
All the time.
Do you really?
Yeah,
see,
I
happens
suck.
A lot.
Yeah, I do it constantly.
You ever get caught talking about somebody?
No. I don't say anything bad about people, usually.
You all right, Dave?
But yeah, I do it all the time, and I don't know. I'll send it, and people will be like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, oh, wrong thing. They're like, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm like, they just think I'm...
What?
They think I'm all like,
they think she's stupid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, they're
Missy's
pretty much right.
Being flighty again. Don't pay no
attention. Flighty.
That's a good word, flighty.
Translation.
Well, I invented
translation.
That word.
Retarded.
She's got Down syndrome.
Hey, how's your birthday?
It was all right.
That's it.
I was here.
I know. I didn't see you have any.
She's talking about the after party.
That was no real after party. Just chilled.
Was that your birthday present? Your girl being on the show?
God, no.
What'd she get you?
Did we talk about that? Maybe not.
No.
I don't know.
No, I listened to it. I didn't hear you talk about it.
Well, she got tickets to go see Daniel Tosh.
Sweet.
That's cool. She got me the Walking Dead Xbox game.
Sweet.
She got me the entire series of King of Queens. I personally like the show.
Fucking right.
Yeah, I love that show.
Love
so,
it.
Just what you need. Two things to keep you in front of the TV.
Well, that's the
couch.
Thing. Yeah, it's just like great.
You got your gym membership.
I will say this.
Running shoes.
Yeah. Waste some money.
Yeah, exactly. You're better off with the Xbox.
Just throw that money in
the fucking
trash
can. She got me a watch.
Can.
And there was one other thing she got me. I forgot. Oh, yeah, a blowjob. No, I'm just
Wrong.
I don't remember. There was one other thing. Wow, I feel bad. I can't even fucking remember what it was. Oh, the Avengers DVD.
Sweet.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Good work.
Yeah, she
made up for her fucking shitty Christmas gift. I'll tell you that much.
Well, you heard her explanation because she has so many people to buy for.
That's a shitty explanation, though.
Yeah. I get it, though. I get it.
I understand, but she needs to put a little more focus
on it. I kick her right up the fucking ass.
Yeah, so it was cool. We had a pretty mellow weekend, which is nice. You know, just chilled. Really
did you go down the shore?
We went
and
saw Iron Man on Sunday.
Oh, how
was that?
Three. Fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Jesus saw it. He liked it.
Yeah, it was really good. I was pretty happy with it. The cool thing is commercials don't ruin a fucking thing. Not that they
good.
Really
good.
Would.
Yeah.
It doesn't ruin anything. No. But
commercials.
The commercial, like the trailer for the movie,
it
doesn't ruin
anything.
Is it
a movie that you should see in the theater rather than watching a shitty version online?
Because
I have a website where I could watch it, and I've had it saved for like a couple weeks. I just haven't watched it yet.
I'm trying to think. The one bad thing about watching movies online is if there's any scenes or parts of the movie where it's at night, it's bad.
Yeah.
You can't see shit. But I'm trying to think. There was like really one scene where it was at night, and it was
You
long.
Know how like watching a movie in a movie theater, especially like with explosions and shit, it just adds something extra to the film.
Sure.
Is this one of those movies that...
Look, man, you're talking to a guy who, you know, couldn't wait to see the fucking Avengers and watch it online before I went to the theater to watch it. Not the same day, mind you, but I was like, fuck it, man. I'm that excited about it. So I don't know how to tell you. I mean, if you know you're going to go see it soon, then yeah, hold off for the theater. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was great. It was funny. I mean, it was actually kind of funny, and you know, the action scenes were fantastic.
Right.
You know, the cast was great. You couldn't beat the cast. So I liked it, man. And again, stay tuned for after the credits.
Right.
Another scene. It was actually funny. It's a funny one. Nice. Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty good, man. I really liked it. I enjoyed it, and it wasn't that long.
That's what she said.
I think it was just either just under or just over 2 hours, I think, but it didn't seem that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of the previews they were showing were good, though. Like, they show that World War Z again.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
looks
looking
crazy.
Yeah, that's looking. They showed another Anchorman preview.
Nice. The same one?
No, it was a little better.
Okay.
It was short, though, just like the other one, mm-hmm. but they really didn't get too much into it. What was another one? The Superman one. It was a more in-depth one.
That looks
really
fucking awesome.
The new trailer, which is the one that they showed, mm-hmm. now it gives you a little bit more idea of what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
It looks...
I saw it. I saw Hangover 3.
Oh, how was that?
I heard it sucked.
I heard mixed reviews.
I
don't really know what to think of it. Obviously, it's not as good as the first one.
I heard it was better than the second, though.
That's what I heard,
yeah.
too.
I don't even know if it's better. It ties everything up. Like, ties everything up, but it's not... You don't get that one big, like, holy shit. Maybe at the there's maybe one part you're like, what the fuck? But that's it. There's no... I didn't find myself fucking going crazy laughing.
Right.
You know, there's some chuckles and shit. How can you not fucking chuckle? But I didn't think it was bad.
Right.
But it was a little different, you know. The plot is... They're not hungover or anything like that. They're looking for
right.
You know the plot, right? Where they're looking for they're looking for the Chinese guy. That's basically the whole movie. So,
is the fourth guy in it all the time? Then the guy that gets married?
You want me to ruin the fucking plot? For
no,
me?
He gets kidnapped.
Yeah,
I saw that in the preview.
Yeah, he gets kidnapped by John
I didn't
Goodman.
See that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can't add him to the mix. He hasn't been in the mix.
I know.
He wasn't even in the second one. Was he? I don't remember.
He was on the island. He was
whatever.
Back at the resort.
White Dog was there.
Who?
White Dog.
Oh, White Dog.
White Dog.
Black Dog's in it.
Is he?
Yeah,
nice. That's cool.
Yeah, he's in it. I'm not going to ruin it, but yeah, he's in it.
Speaking of Hangover 3, my girlfriend said something to me the other day that I don't think I've ever been happier in my life. She's like, I think I'm starting to get over the whole Bradley Cooper thing.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
So here, my dumbass, instead of saying, that's awesome, or being like, whatever, I'm like, well, who took his place? You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking for the next guy. I'm like,
just be thankful that you're never going to get another scarf from her again.
That's true. That's
true. So who did take his place?
She didn't really have anyone lined up.
Did she see The Great Gatsby yet?
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio May.
I heard it wasn't that good.
I saw it last night.
Yeah.
I liked it. It wasn't
it
as good
boring.
As the book, but...
Yeah, I think I'm just going to wait for it
man.
On... Is it?
Right. Yeah, it's really cool to see in the theater, though.
I'm sure.
It's beautiful. It's done very
There's
beautifully.
Tons of other movies I'd rather see than that in
yeah,
the theater.
Fuck that.
It's 2.5 hours long, but it flies by.
Oh,
it
I don't
flew.
Know about that.
Leo DiCaprio movie?
Oh, I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's got, like, some of the best movies on the planet.
Yeah, like, when he has Jack Nicholson in it.
No,
that wasn't all
that's
movie.
Not true at
what's
all.
What's another good movie he was in?
Then The Departed? Titanic?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not going to go there. I thought that movie... I hate that
the
movie.
The Titanic was...
Inception?
Inception mm-hmm. was phenomenal.
I really like it.
You didn't understand it.
Yeah, Mark, but it all starts with an idea, okay?
Yeah, you're right. I didn't understand
I know
it.
A lot of people didn't like this movie, but every time it's on cable, I watch it. Beaches. Not
love
Beaches.
The Beach.
The Beach.
The Beach. The Beach.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I love every single thing Leonardo DiCaprio
yeah,
has
fucking
ever done.
Who doesn't like Gilbert Grape?
Everybody.
Mama? Mama,
I don't like
a retarded kid trying to, you know.
What about Catch Me If You Can?
Oh, that's a good movie. I like that
best
movie.
Movies ever.
Where you going, son? Going somewhere exotic.
Basketball Diaries.
Again.
How fucking great was that movie?
Seriously, dude. You're going to lose
everything
this
he's done.
Well, it's a matter of a fucking opinion.
Well, I'm just saying.
Your opinion sucks.
I'm just saying.
You know what?
He's done a lot of great movies. I can't think
Shutter
of
Shutter Island.
Every Boom. Movie ever.
Django?
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet, and I heard it's awesome.
I haven't seen it.
Great.
Yeah, I haven't seen Django.
He's going to see it.
That's got
He's in a lot of good movies, dude.
He's really
in a couple movies that you look at.
Boom.
The Aviator was good. I like The Aviator was good.
Banging.
I don't watch half these movies. That's probably why. I don't
Open your mind.
Open your ass.
There's something else he did that was real popular, and I cannot think of
Romeo and Juliet, but that's a chick flick.
Yeah. No, that was good. I liked it.
For a chick flick, it's a really good movie.
They really
modernized
good.
Yeah, it was a modernized.
It was awesome. I loved it. That's when I fell in love with him.
Jesus.
fuck.
Silence.
Dude, I don't know how you didn't mention this movie yet.
Okay, because I can't think of
Gangs
it.
Gangs of New York.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
One of my great top movie, 10 favorite movies of all time.
Is Gangs of New York.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
With Cameron Diaz?
She's in it.
Okay.
But honestly, though, Leo doesn't really... It didn't matter if he was in the movie.
Yeah.
It was Daniel Day-Lewis's character that made that movie. Bill the Butcher.
Yeah.
He was the bomb in
Was he the man in the Iron Mask?
No, that was Jeremy Irons, I think.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No,
Leo was in it.
Yeah, he was.
Leo was in it, but Jeremy Irons was the other guy.
Was he the man in the Iron Mask? Because I'm like, no, I don't think I've watched that.
Leo was in the man of in the Iron Mask. He was, because he had to remember the twin brother was in the
Iron Mask.
I like that movie, too. I don't know why.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Is it Three Musketeers?
He's not in it.
Yes, yeah. Like, yeah. I think that's
the
plot line.
I think the Musketeers,
the Three Musketeers are in it.
Yeah, they save him. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, that's a good movie.
Everything he does is good.
Three Musketeers right now.
I love it.
Fucking hungry.
I can't believe I forgot to see Django. Is that still in the theater? Or is it out?
Yeah. Look for it.
I'm going to go say it.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say it.
You should go see
it. I see every single movie he's ever in the theater.
Yeah, you should go see it.
I'm obsessed with it.
You missed this one.
I know.
Dude, it's out on DVD.
Forgot all about it. Shut up. He just said it.
You must not like him that much.
You believed me?
I did. You lied to me.
I did.
Redbox it.
Fuck.
Or in your case, big box it.
Shut your mouth. I am Redbox.
No, it was good. He was awesome in Django. He really was.
Mm-hmm. I forgot he was in it.
I could have never pictured him playing a part like that. Being a slave owner, basically, is what I'm saying. I could have never pictured
that. I could. Blood Diamond, he's kind of racist.
Yeah, that's true. But this one was, I can't even.
He was so good as Gatsby. It was good. They have it in 3D, but I just saw it in regular. Yeah.
Why would they have that movie in 3D?
I don't know, because I was trying to figure it out while I was
the
watching
cum
it.
The cum shots actually come out and hit you. It's so gay.
Missy would love that.
It's beautiful.
She'd snatch him out of the air like a frog. Gorgeous.
Make it rain.
It just, God, the previews just make it look so boring.
It does look beautiful. Boring. I never read the book, nor do I care to. I know what it's about.
Yeah.
I don't read.
I love reading. I want to read it again.
There's only a few choice things that I would read, but unfortunately right now the TV shows are on the air, so I have to wait till they're over before I read them.
Aren't they all? The shows didn't wrap up yet?
No, I'm saying when they're done for good, like Dexter. I'd like to read the Dexter books.
Oh, I got you.
You know, there's another show, and I don't remember what it was, that's based off a book. It's really, really good. I just don't remember what it is right now. But I'd like to read that, too. But I won't. Read to me.
You know what? You told me not to say it, but I did it anyway. The Watch. Dude, I laughed the entire movie.
Did you really?
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was shitty.
The movie itself
I said to
is
you,
retarded.
I said to you that the only good, it was the funny lines in it, which it does help. But the movie was awful.
Oh, the movie's terrible, but I laughed the entire
time. What's the
watch? It's Ben Stiller's in it with Jonah Hill and
Ben Stiller should die of gonorrhea.
Well, Ben Stiller,
he's
funny.
Horrible.
He's not he's barely funny.
His dad is 10 times funnier than him.
Is he still playing like the same character pretty much?
The nervous Jew with the big long alien hands? Yeah, that's him.
The part when they were taking the pictures with the alien...
Oh.
I was laughing my fucking ass off. I thought it was funny as shit.
Yeah, I mean,
you're right.
I mean, like listen, it's not like one of it's not a movie you're going to talk about in 5 years. But like, I watched it, I thought it was funny. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there were some funny lines in it, but I really was like, I was so disappointed when I watched it. I was just glad I didn't go to the theater to watch it. You know, because well, I mean, you have a lineup with Jonah Hill and Vince Vaughn. It's kind of a
right. It should be funny, but exactly. But Ben Stiller brings it down because he's not funny.
He is fucking terrible.
You're right. He does play the same fucking.
He is awful.
He's typecast.
He really is. Yeah, the petrified, angry, shaky Jew.
When he was on Friends, he was different.
I don't remember him.
He was angry. He was the angry
dude. He was angry.
He was angry.
When was he on Friends?
He was like Jennifer Aniston's date to like a play. And he was like a spaz, and he would flip out.
Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you a liar. Just remember.
I know. I want to see that movie with all the, like, Jonah Hill and James Franco.
Oh, the end movie or whatever?
Yeah, the end is near. The end is near or something.
Greg Robinson's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah. It looks so funny. And everybody plays themselves, so I think
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone plays themselves.
That's funny. So I saw a scene where... I think it was Jonah Hill. He was like holding on to the edge of his big hole in the ground.
No, it was Aziz and
Ansari.
Ansari. Yeah.
And then he was asking Craig Robinson. He was basically like, "You're fucked, dude."
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of cool.
Later on in that preview, Craig Robinson's crying. He's like, "I tried to save Aziz. I tried to save Aziz."
I guess he ruined that one. He didn't.
Who knows if they'll even put that in the movie? I feel like trailers are always lies.
Why
your house
that?
Is a lie?
Shut up. I don't know, because a lot of the
they said it would be bigger inside.
Shut up.
I've seen walk-in closets bigger than your trailer.
When were you there? Am I the only one here that hit that?
It's on Google Earth.
You hit that,
dude.
That's
why I like you.
Go on Google Earth. She has a convertible trailer.
I saw the Valtrex in your bathroom, dude. You hit that.
Valtrex. No, she's right. That's why she likes me. I'm the only one here that didn't disappoint her.
What's Valtrex?
Herpes. No idea.
Oh. We were all. We were
all about right?
I know. We were all like, "What's Valtrex?"
Yeah, commercials.
Is that what that bump on your face was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Missy. She looks like I can't take this anymore.
No.
I'm about 2 seconds from leaving this show.
Yeah, you should be.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
What's that? Anything? All things?
Nothing.
Nada?
I don't know. I'm just not a big DiCaprio fan. But and Ben Stiller, too.
You should be castrated.
You're fucking, you know, you're right. I'm thinking back. You go to Meet the Parents. Same character. Nervous, alien-handed Jew. You know. Dodgeball was different. He was a little different.
He was a little different Dodgeball.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was different in he's Zoolander. Still, everything yeah. else
I don't
same.
Care what movie you say about Ben Stiller, not one movie that I actually like his character. I fucking hate his annoying ass in Zoolander. He wasn't what was funny about that movie. Yeah.
Everybody else
in the movie was funny about it. But
that's most of his movies. Other than Meet the Parents, I thought he was funny in that. Mm-hmm. But... the majority of his movies, it's everybody else.
It was
funny.
The interaction that got him to be somewhat likable.
Yeah,
like
what's
funny.
So what's the catch with him? Like, why is everybody cast him in Hollywood?
He's
he's
a moneymaker, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how well his movies do, but
I don't get it.
You know, plus the guy's done. He's directed a lot of movies you like too. I mean, he was part of
Cable Guy. Yeah,
that was one of his big hits. God, I love that fucking movie.
That's awesome.
That's a timeless classic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's why Jim Carrey was funny.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey,
yeah,
exactly. Even that sounds like a good you know what? I'm trying to think. What was the... Jim Carrey did a movie recently with him.
Steve Carell? They're both
Bruce
magicians
Almighty?
Or something?
Oh, I didn't see that. I forgot
about
that.
I haven't seen it either. It looks horrendous.
About that. That's why I forgot about it.
Wait, what movie is this?
Steve Carell's another one who's losing his fucking...
Burt Wondersome or something like that.
Burt Wonderstone.
Yeah, it looks horrendous.
I just want to see it because Olivia Wilde's in it.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah.
I would think a movie with Jim Carrey and Steve Carell will be funny, but...
I don't know what it is.
It just
maybe
looks stupid.
Maybe it's a guilty pleasure, but I actually enjoy watching Jim Carrey. Except
so
for,
do I.
Except
I
for,
him.
Like... I didn't like the Penguin one. Thought that was just way too kiddish.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it's It's a kid's movie.
Right.
It really is. It's a kid's movie.
What the hell was it called?
Mr.
Magoo? Mr. Popper's Penguin.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Mr. Magoobie.
Mr. Magoo.
I liked Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I never watched it. I refused
pretty
to.
Good.
I still love Truman Show.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Or no, my favorite's Liar Liar.
Dumb and Dumber is my favorite.
No, Liar Liar is my favorite.
Dumb and Dumber kills Liar Liar.
I love Liar Liar. And then Truman Show. I love Truman
Over
Show.
Dumb and Dumber.
Mm.
It's crazy
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, easy. Ace Ventura over Dumb and Dumber.
Excuse me, but my friend over there is a little slow.
I like Dumb and Dumber.
Chubb is a fucking cute boy.
Love Dumb and Dumber.
I like it. I don't love it, but I liked it.
It's his best movie.
Mm-hmm.
Most people say that.
And personally, I'm a bigger fan of Ace Ventura than Liar Liar, for me.
I don't know why I like Liar Liar so much, but I do.
The first Ace Ventura, I remember watching that in the theater.
Oh, I love that.
I almost hurled. I was laughing.
It's so funny.
I was fucking drunk, too. I love it. I was laughing my fucking balls off, man. I don't know. I have no idea. I liked a lot of his movies people didn't like. I thought Yes Man was funny.
I loved that.
A lot of people didn't think it was that great.
Yes Man. Oh, is it Red Bull? Red Bull?
That Red Bull. Yeah,
that
Bull.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. That's all I love remember. That. Yeah. I thought it was good. That one movie I didn't like, though. The one that nobody liked. The serious movie. Like, the real serious movie about, like, he's a soldier.
Whoa, what?
What movie is
that? I definitely don't know this one.
He was a The Mystique. The Majestic.
I thought that was about a movie theater.
Yeah, well, he's like the long lost son of someone. He was a soldier, but he really
Jim Carrey a soldier.
They don't show him as a soldier.
I gotcha.
But that was serious. I didn't like that. I didn't like that very much.
Never saw that.
Nah, it wasn't good.
Me neither.
It wasn't very good.
No, but if they hear Jim Carrey in a serious movie, they're not going to go see him.
They tried to pull like Truman Show as a serious movie. It's more serious than it was a comedy, I guess, but I thought it was funny.
I guess, yeah.
Some people can cross over, some people can't.
Well, like I was saying, Steve Carell's starting to fall off the face of the earth. His movies are getting shittier.
Well, I don't even know what he's done.
Well, that Magician one looks fucking terrible, and I'll be honest with you. Oh, I kind of did like Crazy Stupid Love, but that wasn't really a Steve Carell type of movie. But it wasn't him that I liked.
I think Steve Carell was brilliant in The Office. Other than that, in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, he's not a leading guy.
No, not really.
He's a good, great sidekick.
I'm so happy he's a fantastic that he came back for the second Anchorman.
Yes.
I thought he was going to be like too big to be. Right. But what about Paul Rudd? He's a leading guy now, too. I mean, I don't know. Chad Kine's the only asshole out of the group that doesn't have his own fucking movies.
No, he does. They're just all like shitty, straight to DVD.
He's never the lead guy.
He needs a new agent.
The only two movies I remember him in were, no, three movies were obviously Anchorman. I'm not counting Anchorman 2 because I would make it 4. And Waiting. He was the manager.
Right, right.
Oh yeah.
And then that letdown of a movie where Ari was in it. I can't remember his real name.
Oh, the goods.
Jeremy Piven. Yeah, the goods.
Yeah.
He was one of the salesmen in that. That's it. I don't remember him in shit.
He plays a lot of, like...
Yeah, he's like a lot of, like...
I guess character roles.
Yeah,
I guess.
Where he's not in it very often.
Yeah, I mean, he's funny in doses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never be... Any movie where he's the lead is just not going to be funny.
That's a world I don't want to live in.
I mean, it'll have like a couple funny parts, but the rest of it will be shit.
If he gets a movie where he's the lead, then she should have a movie where she's the lead.
Yeah, what's up?
Right?
Could you imagine directing Missy?
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
Can I imagine what?
Missy, having to direct Missy in a movie?
I can follow direction.
I think she could follow directions.
Can you memorize scripts?
Probably.
Okay.
Oh, it would be great to hear her. All right, take 73.
No.
Tsunami.
Tsunami.
That sounded funny. I sounded like a machine.
You're such a flaming cunt.
Is it humongous?
I would go see a movie with Missy as the
lead. Of course I would. I mean, we fucking know who she is.
Yeah.
Definitely would see a movie with you. It's got to be...
I want to be comped, motherfucker.
I don't want to see a porno, though. Not that kind of movie. No. Just a real, like a regular movie.
I want to do a porno. Integrity.
Never know.
Jesus might leave his smartphone on.
You hit
Jesus
me so hard, my dick that. Presses against my zipper, and it hurts like a motherfucker.
Is that from the campaign?
Yeah.
Marty Huggins. You watch that?
I haven't seen it, no.
I think it's kind of funny.
I'll watch it.
I wasn't that upset about it when I saw it.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, it was funny.
Django funny?
Kind of.
Okay, I heard
yeah,
it
it's
was
got
funny.
Some
yeah.
funny parts.
Sam L's really funny
not,
towards the end.
That's it. I was about to say, nothing like ha-ha funny until Sam L comes in.
Yeah. Okay.
He
Sam L fucking... He's in probably the last hour of the movie, and every time he speaks, you laugh.
Really?
Yeah, not only that, every so time funny. He speaks, he's dropping
DVD.
The N-bomb. Mm-hmm.
What
the fuck was that?
Is that a bark?
I'm angry.
Why are you angry?
Because I didn't see it in the movie theater.
Well, you dropped the ball.
I know.
You're fucking getting loud with.
I'm going to throw something at you.
Ba, ba.
What's that? What's a ba ba?
I don't know, you just say ba.
Ba.
No, 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 no.
Ba, ba, ba.
No, 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 no.
Ah.
Huh?
Ah.
Huh?
Ba. Ah. Ba. Ha. Ba. Ha. Ba. Ba.
No.
Oh, your laughs. There's noises.
I do. Big fan of it.
I like how she's repeating it.
Hello.
Did you guys have anything else you guys planned on doing today?
Except busting Missy's chops?
Let's write a movie for Missy.
Okay.
Well, okay, is it a comedy?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You think she could play serious?
Yes. I didn't. Say, that's not the only option. It could be an action movie.
She has two black eyes the first day.
She's going to go around and stop everyone from having anal.
Yes.
I see that as a comedy, not an action.
Don't take that dick up your ass.
Have integrity.
Big eye on your cape for integrity.
Yes. No, like on my chest. I could be all
that's
proud.
Gonna be a big
it's
going
to look like an eight. Why is she wearing an eight on her chest? It's an eye, asshole. That's funny. All right, well, who's the
is
bad
that,
guy?
Is she a superhero now?
Apparently.
Well, she was going to go around stopping people from having anal.
Well, no, that was my idea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all right, miss, if you could be in any movie that you could create from scratch, what kind of movie would it be in? We can go from there.
Probably a comedy.
I'm saying, like, give us, like, a situation you definitely think you would.
Speak slower, Fob. Speak slower.
I'm trying to think of another way.
What do you mean a situation?
Like, what's the comedy about? What would you want it to be about?
Missy Dum-Dum style.
My life.
Your life.
Yeah.
That's a comedy? That sounds like a tragedy.
Aww.
Could be like a black comedy.
Yeah, black comedies are awesome. Or dark comedy. Is it dark or black? Which way is it supposed to be said?
Black.
Is it both?
It's black comedy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was dark.
There's such thing as dark comedies.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Do they mean the same thing?
No, black comedies have black people in them.
And it's Missy's story.
Right up Missy's fucking alley.
She's starring in Friday 4.
Yeah, it could be like that. About my life.
Puff, puff, kid, motherfucker.
Life and times of Missy.
Okay, who would you get to play you as a child?
As a child?
Yeah. Any like, major child actors you'd want as, like, say, a teen? I guess child is a bad word. Say teen actor.
Teen.
Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes.
that's definitely up your alley.
You probably like her, don't you?
Frances Bean.
No, they got to come somewhat look like you.
Amanda Bynes does not look like me.
I know, but she's fucking nuts. You can
she is so
her.
Crazy. I tweet her all the time.
Do you really?
I want her to tweet me so bad.
I heard something about this morning on MMR about somebody tweeted, somebody was saying something bad about Amanda Bynes, and I don't know, someone actually came to her aid or something.
Courtney Love.
I think that was somebody else. That was Leanne Rimes. I heard that.
Oh.
So, yeah, nobody gives a shit about her or Courtney Love.
Yeah.
One girl, you don't even know who she is anymore. The other girl killed fucking Kurt Cobain. Yeah, anyway, I hear she like tweets like the craziest shit.
Oh, she's
on a fucking nut job.
Follow her like a crazy person.
Do you really?
Oh, I think it's amazing.
What did she tweet to Drake? I want Drake to murder my vagina.
Vagina. So,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She's a fucking nut job.
She's a maniac.
Man.
Maybe.
What happened there?
You little hoe.
Drugs.
I thought she
it's
just
drugs.
Doing this, like, wholesome.
She, she says she's not doing drugs. She just she's
says
doing
she's,
drugs.
Yeah, she just says she's, I don't do drugs. I just smoke tobacco.
Her family she's thinks she's a schizophrenic. Like, she's a, like, Kevin's.
They put her in, they had her confined for 24 hours for testing because she just got arrested for throwing a bong out the window.
Yeah.
Really? A bong?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said it was a vase.
She said it was for tobacco.
Yeah. Smoke tobacco.
Why would you go through all that shit to smoke a fucking cigarette?
Turns out she's just another whore.
It's a fucking lie is what it is.
She's insane. She's just insane.
I tear that pussy up.
I don't really remember what she looks like. Is she good looking?
She looks like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, no, that's not good looking.
No.
Wait, Nicki Minaj is black.
Yeah.
She looks black.
She does?
She likes black
Go
dudes.
On her Twitter.
I refuse to act like a fucking teenager.
Oh, okay. Then you won't
that's
hear.
All. That's
she
all Twitter does. Make you go back to high school.
She wears blonde wigs like Nicki Minaj.
Well, she's bald. I heard she's bald.
She shaves her head.
She shaved like a
does
part
she really?
Of her head.
No,
yeah.
Now
I
her whole
seen
head.
Her forever.
She looked like
she was cute, right?
Yeah, she was adorable.
Okay.
I remember her, and she was in that movie with Emma Stone.
Easy A.
That was her, right? The religious girl.
Yep.
She looked good in that movie.
Completely different.
That was her last fucking. I think it was her last role, wasn't it?
That was her last. Last thing
before
she's
she
done,
went nuts.
And she's going crazy. She wears blonde wigs. She has her cheeks pierced. She wears
what?
Yeah
right.
She's
here.
A fucking nut job.
She wears gross. Insane makeup like Nicki Minaj. She said her idol right. She's trying to look like some stripper.
She's a malignant
star.
Cunt.
China Black. I think that was the name.
Okay.
She's some porn star. She said that's her idol right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's a fucking mess.
Yeah, she likes the black cock, too.
She loves really? Black guys.
Mm-hmm.
She's still a whore, you know. I'm sure she greets him in the evening, beaver first.
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet, nigga.
Wow, I wonder what the fuck happened there. I guess it was drugs.
I think it's drugs.
Yeah.
Because it was out of nowhere. She was fine, then not fine.
I'm waiting for that other chick to start going batshit crazy.
Who's that?
Bieber?
Justin
Bieber?
Here he is. He's crazy.
Yeah, fucking
Keyshawn. He's a fucking pussy, is what he is.
Keyshawn Johnson chased him down.
Wait, why? Whoa.
Apparently, Keyshawn Johnson and Eric Dickerson live in the same gated community as Bieber. And he drives his Ferrari like 100 miles an hour.
I heard about
the
Ferrari. I didn't know it was.
And Keyshawn Johnson chased him to his house. He ran in his house and locked the door.
Wow, I would have thought Dickerson would have caught him.
No,
he was pretty good.
Well, Dickerson's fucking 50
yeah,
years
true.
Old.
That's true.
Keyshawn pulled up in his Toyota Prius. he's like, I got in my Toyota Prius and I fucking chased him.
No
chasing
shit.
A fucking Lamborghini.
So and he locked himself in a house?
Yeah, he locked himself in a house and he won't come out.
Yeah, his neighbors seem to hate him. He's also in New York.
What is likable about this guy?
I don't know.
His music's fucking terrible.
Well, it's for little
it's for
girls.
Little kids. That's where the money's at.
Fucking faggot.
Is it for little kids, really?
I mean, he's growing up now, but girls.
It's to the point where he should fade away now. You know what I mean?
I mean, what parent would let their kid listen to a guy who's obviously smoking all the time, drinking now all the time? Did he throw up on stage a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, if I want to see that, I'll go see Van Halen.
Too much semen.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with him and his Ellen DeGeneres haircut.
I wish Keyshawn Johnson would have caught him and whooped his ass.
That would have been fucking funny.
That would have been fucking awesome.
He sent his bodyguards out there to fucking talk to him. He wasn't going to talk to Keyshawn.
What the fuck? It's his neighbor. Why wouldn't he?
Nah, he's going to see him sometime.
Yeah.
You're going to catch him sometime.
I hate my neighbors.
You know,
I want to talk to them.
He should call OJ. OJ will get the job done. I would love to kill Justin Bieber.
One more white bitch to
my
resume. I
would love to cut Justin Bieber's.
Yeah, that's some shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him in. Like, last night or the night before, he was trying to get into clubs in New York City, and three different clubs wouldn't let him in.
That's awesome.
And they're like, dude. And he's like, I'm Justin Bieber. He's like, fucking not 21. You can't come in. And they're like,
how old is he?
19 or 20.
That's when you know you're a douchebag.
Yeah, when you can't get in.
When you think you can break every rule.
Yeah, no. Oh. When you're a fucking celebrity under 21 and you can't get into a club.
Yeah, because
every other celebrity can get into a fucking club.
That's when you knew
21.
Lindsay Lohan was starting to lose it, when they stopped letting her get in when she was young.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
Because they're like, fuck you, we don't want you here.
An asshole!
I don't know what happens to these people, man.
I don't know, being a child star,
the money, fame and money.
Too young. I never even heard of this fucking broad that just made the porno.
Fair. Oh, it's Teen Mom.
Yeah, I never. I mean, granted, I don't watch the garbage, but I never heard of this girl till everybody starts talking about this porno. So of course I watch the porno.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm like,
do you watch the whole thing?
Enough.
Yeah,
I fell asleep 30 seconds in. I was done.
Oh, she.
No. I watch. No, she's a pretty decent looking broad.
Yeah.
But it was like,
it was hardcore, man,
and it was so scripted.
Yeah.
It was so fake.
Did the baby thing drive you absolutely insane?
You know what? That shit was over after Pamela and Tommy did it.
Yeah.
Seriously. That shit was legit.
Yeah.
Like, they really were calling each other
Pamela.
My girl, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, she was banging back in the day.
She was perfect.
Pamela taught her the technique, man. The blowjob technique.
Taught who, her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's what she learned.
No shit.
Yep.
When the
punch her really hard right in her hepatitis.
When did you meet her?
I wish.
That's funny.
She taught you your blowjob today. Would you thank her if you saw her?
Absolutely. I would. She probably has heard it 1,000 times in her life. Other people had to have. Yeah, everybody my age was like, oh, okay.
She wants to suck on your penis.
That's that. I mean, Tommy seems to like it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Although, that still was probably one of the most disturbing videos I've ever seen.
Tom and Pammy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Pam and Tommy?
Whatever.
Pammy.
Why?
Pammy and Tommy.
Why was it disturbing?
The fact that he drove the boat with his dick.
I was going to say the same thing.
It was like watching a bad version of Anaconda. I was like, wait, Ice Cube's going to pop out any second. It was a real disturbing video.
I liked it.
You know, I'll tell you what, though. She had one of the prettiest vaginas I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that thing?
Mm-hmm.
That was like,
they should put in the Vagina Hall of Fame.
It should be, yeah. They should. That was one of the prettiest vaginas are not pretty things to begin with. That was pretty.
Think of beauty.
Place your pussies.
Yeah, that was. I actually got an autograph from her. I went to one of the Philadelphia auto shows.
Mm-hmm.
This was like in the mid or late 90s or something, when she was still the it girl. Wow, she, like, in person, she was a billion times hotter.
I can imagine.
Really, she was. Her titties. That was, like, it was funny. Like, you know how they had, like, the velvet ropes and stuff? They had, like, velvet ropes around her titties. Like, because people were getting real, like, too close to her. You know what I'm saying? So
You're
too close, Mon.
Your wife's titty does look beautiful, though.
She was, like, her face. I mean, everything. She was, her legs.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Yeah, she was.
She's not so much anymore.
Well, time.
Yeah.
I know.
Time and gravity.
That bullshit thing you hate. It kills everybody.
Fucking time. Not lobsters.
She had way too much fun.
Who?
Pamela. Time passed really fast for her.
How old is she now? Is she like 50?
I don't think so.
She's not 50 and she looks as bad as she does?
Let me see.
She's got to be close to
the hepatitis.
I just saw a picture of Heather Graham and she's 43 and she looks
good.
Fucking great.
Yeah, she looks good.
She was in Maxim. I think she's in this month's Maxim.
She was in The Hangover, right?
Yeah, she was in the third one. Yeah.
She was?
Yeah.
Did she look good? Did she look young?
Yeah.
She
43.
I'm not going to ruin it for you, but yeah, she looked good.
She was born in 67. Pamela.
So, Pamela was?
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's like 46. She'll be 46 this year.
Wow, she's not really holding up well for her age.
I'm surprised she didn't get more work done, like on her face.
How much more can she get done?
But still, she didn't really do anything to her face ever.
she got a nose job when she was young. Because if you look at her pictures before she was even in Playboy, she had a completely different nose. And rack. She had a small rack.
Yeah, I remember. I saw a picture.
Obviously. I mean, look at her tits.
Get the rack. Yeah.
I mean, remember how many different times she got her boobs taken in and out throughout the 90s?
It's like a pillowcase. You just unzip it, pop it out. I'm going to bed. I'm taking these out.
It was like three different times she went back and forth with them. But she never got like Botox or facelift or anything.
I wouldn't say all that.
She did. It doesn't look like she did.
I'm sure she does. They
look,
all man.
No, it doesn't look like it, Marco. She looks like
I don't
shit.
Know what she looks like right now.
She doesn't look good.
I haven't seen
but
her.
But I've heard she looks pretty rough right now.
Her face doesn't look good. Her body looks exactly the same, but
nah,
her
I can't.
Face.
It can't. Because I've seen her a couple years ago, and her legs are like nowhere near as good as they now. They look
really?
Like two popsicle sticks.
They were
like, you see how Angelina Jolie, like, you notice her legs now are like popsicle sticks too? But back in the day, like when she was Gia,
curvy.
Yeah. Now she looks awful. You know,
yeah, Angelina Jolie doesn't look too good.
She's like a picture two toothpicks and put a big set of lips on it.
That's what it looks like. Pam's
tits. Pam's tits. Yeah. Man, I'll never forget, man, when Pam Anderson first came out.
Yeah, man.
She was like the girl of all girls back then.
She's like nobody could compare to her.
And you know what's funny? Before she came out, I think it was before her, I was a big fan of Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford was
like back in the day, like when she first came out. I was always like, I always thought she was like the hottest thing ever, except for that fucking
mole,
Molly, Molly,
mole. Nice to mole you.
She
meet
looks
you.
Good.
Nice to meet you, mole.
She looks good now, but
her
did you see the mole?
Looks good.
Mole.
The mole hangs. Mole. It's like on her lip.
Mole.
It
used
oh,
to
I
be
did
above
see
her
that.
Lip. Now it's like here.
Mole.
She needs a mole reconstruction.
Mole.
Mole.
Molly.
She's going to take
it. Molly, 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 Molly.
Nice to mole you.
Mole.
Who is... All right. I guess I could ask you the same question. I'll ask you different because you're a girl somewhat. how long... Well, first of all, let me try and get back a little bit. When was the first time you realized you like girls? Like to the point where you want to fuck them?
When I was like 8?
What? Okay, that was a little earlier than I thought. Yeah.
Well, it's the first holy time shit. That I thought girls were pretty.
No, but when you actually wanted to fuck them.
Like have sex?
Like what
sex
you,
or...
Because girls think other girls are pretty, but they don't doesn't necessarily mean they want to...
But in
know,
a sexual
tongue
way?
Their box, huh? Yeah, sexually.
I guess like 8, I wanted to like kiss a girl.
You wanted to kiss a girl?
Yeah, I didn't do anything until I was like older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the very first girl...
It's so bad.
Why?
No, like my
doesn't have to be
my
someone
person. The first girl
was it
I
a
went,
famous person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who was it? That was what I wanted to ask you.
Cyndi Lauper. I know.
Cyndi Lauper.
I know. It's like the most random thing ever.
Ew.
I know.
Jesus.
I don't know why.
Out of all the fucking people.
I love Cyndi Lauper. She was my
you're
favorite.
You're a whore. Admit it. Admit you're a big whore. Go ahead.
Does that have to do with being a
all
whore?
All right, now.
That wasn't me.
This is a two-part question. All right, Cyndi Lauper was the first girl. Now, who was the first guy? Like, famous or whatever. That you were, like, really...
Really in love with?
Yeah.
First guy that I was really in love with? I guess it was...
When I say really in love with, like, you were just like...
Fred Savage?
Holy shit. It just got worse.
Holy shit. Fred Savage.
Yeah.
From the Wonder Years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, during the Wonder Years, you're
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I love him.
You were
him.
Like, you were thinking about fucking him?
I wasn't thinking about having sex with him.
That's what I mean. Like, the
crushes.
First... No, fuck the crushes. When you were, like, ready to explode. Because you
all
wanted
right,
to
well,
do that
well, then with
person.
Girls... It was Carmen Electra.
Oh, okay.
And then...
Good one.
With guys, it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
How old were you?
When did Romeo and Juliet come out?
I don't know.
I was like 15 or 16.
Okay.
He was the first like guy that I thought was like... Like, I was like... Obviously, I had crushes before that because I like Kerr and things like that. But he was like purely sexual.
Cyndi Lauper. Carmen Electra. What a fucking
because,
huge distance all right, in between
let
the
me
two.
Explain myself because it's a lot different the person that you love versus the person you just want to fuck. You know, like, they were my
crushes.
See,
I think you wanted to be Cyndi Lauper, but you wanted to fuck Carmen Electra.
Did I want to be Fred Savage?
No, 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 no.
Fred Savage didn't want to be Fred Savage.
I think you probably did want to be Fred Savage, and you wanted to fuck Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but, like, it's different. When you have a crush, it's always more realistic than the banging.
No, I get it. I get it. All right. What about you, Marco? You remember who the first, like, chick
man, you're gonna or wait guy? I'm old.
Yeah.
The first chick?
That, Matthew like, McConaughey.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Wow, Bo Derek was hot.
She was so hot back
then. She was even hot.
I know.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, she was like 60, right?
Debbie Gibson.
Oh. Ew! Tiffany would have been better.
Debbie Gibson.
Oh, no. Oh, really? God. Debbie Gibson.
Sing a song. Electric Youth.
I don't remember her music. What's the, she had like another, what was the biggest hit she had? She had one that was like huge, I think.
Yeah,
she?
Humongous in her first album. I forget what it is though.
I don't remember any of
I remember
music,
Tiffany's.
But I'm with Marco. I wanted to fuck her back in the
that
day.
That was the
too.
First chick.
I don't know that it was the first. I couldn't even tell you like, who the first one was.
See, for me it was down to three girls and it all happened around the same time. It was Farrah Fawcett. Okay,
makes
from
sense.
Charlie's Angels. Mm-hmm. It was Daisy Duke from the Duke's Hazzard. And of course, it was Princess Leia from Star Wars. And I was like fucking five. And I wanted to bang Princess Leia. That was the first time where I think I noticed tits. Because, well, think about it. Because Princess Leia is running around space where, you know, apparently technology is way more vast than here, but they didn't have a bra.
Yeah,
she's walking around this white outfit, and her titties are just juggling. You're like,
nah, you got them.
All of a sudden, you're like intrigued. Dick. You're like, what's in there? You know? Seriously, like those were the three marquee girls. Like as a kid, when I was like,
that makes sense.
I actually am getting a boner.
When you're five,
pretty early getting a boner. Not the other
damn,
shit.
That's five. I'm young.
Yeah, yeah. I remember in kindergarten one day I couldn't stand up.
What?
Jesus,
I'm not kidding.
Does it even work?
I'll never forget that because it was my turn to do show and tell, and that's not what I wanted to show. And I was like, no, no. And I got trouble for it.
Really?
Yeah. Not at the table, Carlos.
A jackalope.
Yeah, I was like.
Your teacher was like,
pull out your dick.
Oh, my God. Wow. Nowadays.
Yeah, right. What the fuck?
Like back in the day, your teacher probably was like 90.
My kindergarten teacher was gross. She looked like Aunt Jemima.
Oh.
Literally, she looked like Aunt Jemima.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
But she was mean?
No, she was a nice lady. She was gross.
Oh.
I knew back then she was gross.
You're like, I don't like your titties.
No.
You're
they
no
were,
princess.
No, they were past her. She used to wear like these elastic band skirts, and I think she'd tuck her titties in it, too.
Wow.
Cause it'd be
you
like
sound nice. You
two
sound like
lumps.
You got a nice pair of them fucking baloney tits.
Exactly. She had baloney tits.
Oh God.
And they were like tucked in. You see two lumps where her bladder would be.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh my God.
It's almost like you know those things they give you on the plane to wrap around your shoulders.
Yeah.
When she'd come around to check our work, you know, and you feel you're like your head falls in between the two. You're like, I got a neck brace on.
Oh man.
Oh God!
Disgusting.
Is... Yes, definitely. She's foul.
Disgusting.
Oh God, dude, that's a shitty memory.
Well, what I was getting at was the chicks that you know basically sprung you into action.
Mm-hmm.
I had that classic Farrah Fawcett poster.
Yeah, the one with their nipples.
Yes, and I had the Daisy Duke poster where she was on the General Lee.
I forgot about Daisy Duke.
Oh, my God. I said it.
I used
was
to,
one of the
I
three
to,
I
yeah,
mentioned.
I used to rock that the Dukes of Hazzard fucking
and then Debbie and Gibson fucking... came along and ruined all that.
Fuck, man.
Debbie Gibson with her fucking balloon pants.
Yeah.
She never... The only skin she'd show were the zits on her fucking face, and you guys like... And you were like, oh, she's the...
Oh, aye, man.
And girls had to show way more skin than that.
I don't know. She's
like Samantha Fox.
Yeah.
That girl was practically naked.
She was
fucking hot. But if you look at her now, she's not as hot as you thought she was.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like, you know, like grill-wise. Well, back then, she just oozed sex.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Alyssa Milano.
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah. Alyssa Milano got better with age.
She did.
She got better with age. I was about to say age.
She tweeted Amanda Bynes the other day.
Did she really?
Dude, she was in Hall Pass for like 30 seconds, and she looked fantastic.
Yeah.
She
was gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous. Remember, what was she in? What was like the second Poison Ivy?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, spank bank.
Mm-hmm.
She was hot in Fear, too.
Oh, yeah. Fear. She was in Fear?
Yeah.
She was Reese Witherspoon's best friend.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember her.
Remember?
Because I hate that.
Oh, my God. Mark Wahlberg throws her over his shoulder at one point and grabs her, like, bare ass, like, slaps her ass.
I got to go back and watch
it. Yeah.
Just for that.
She has, like, a thong on. But you see her ass.
Nice. Yeah, she was... She was hot. I mean, me and her are pretty much the same age, so when she was on Who's the Boss... You're like, eh. I was always looking at older chicks back then, you know. But you know, I mean, she was a cute chick. Remember, she was in Commando.
Yeah,
right. Yep.
You know, she got abducted. Where's my daughter? yeah, and she was just this little kid. You didn't really think much of her, but you look at like you know, full fledged adults.
She's
just like, whoa.
She's
now she's
charms.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Hot stuff.
Oh, we were talking about your girl the other day. Me and my girl were talking about Scarlett Johansson.
I love that girl.
I know. You know what? It ruins it for me, though, because you've made such a stink about this broad that every time I see her, I think about how much he wants to fuck her.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
She's in a new movie coming out. I saw previews the other night. Her and the dude that played in the recent Dark Knight.
Christian Bale?
No. Yeah. The kid. Probably going to be the next
Jace,
Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the movie, but
what's it about?
She's his love interest. I don't know. He's like a weightlifting. He's all jacked. He's a weightlifting. It's like a comedy, romantic comedy.
Oh, is she getting naked?
Don John or something like that. I forget what it's called.
I know you're talking about.
So she's going to be in another shitty movie.
But the preview starts out with like him checking her out. She's got this tight ass fucking mini skirt on, and her hair is all like is blonde, like straight up. And she's got this fucking New York accent, this Brooklyn accent, shitty Brooklyn accent, but still was hot on her.
Yeah.
She looked fucking unreal.
Yeah, like the Avengers were on the other day, and I'm like, fuck! Chris wants to fuck her that bad. Like, I couldn't even concentrate on the movie. I was just like...
She's hot.
She's a good-looking woman, I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, no new blood anymore. It's been same stale list for a while. There hasn't been one girl that's popped out on the scene where you're like, that's it. That's the next it girl.
Kate Upton.
Who?
Kate Upton. She's a model, though. I feel like models and actresses are different.
They are different. Yeah, because there's a shit ton of hot models.
How about those chicks that did the fucking, like, Selena Gomez, like, that kind
They're
of...
They're too young.
That? They're too young? They're, like, 18, 19-year-old. They're in that Spring Break movie.
I didn't see
it. Spring Breakers.
I haven't seen it. Spring Breakers? James Franco?
No. Yeah, they're, like, fucking...
They're making a big deal about that.
But they look like they're 14. Like, they're not mature.
No, I'm talking
yet.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Like sex pots.
Yes.
Yeah. There isn't really. Megan Fox.
She's dead to me.
Yeah.
Looks mad at her.
Yeah.
She fucked her face up.
She did fuck her
did
face
she really?
Up. Yeah. She touched something. She did something. You can see.
She touched my dick.
She touched Yeah, she got like a chin implant, upper lip.
Yeah, she
jacked herself.
Her fucking face looks different.
Why would she do anything? She was like one of the hottest girls in the world.
She's an idiot. She's a fucking idiot.
She was awesome.
She had a fucking kid, and she probably thought she looked awesome.
She started doing that before the kid.
She did. She did something to her lips and her eyes.
She stopped being hot. I think it was either, well, I don't know which one came last, Jennifer's body or... the second Transformers.
The second Transformers.
That was the last time she was smoking
she was
fucking
hot. In Jennifer's body.
Right. No, but she was hot in
Jennifer's body came out before.
After?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was. She was still hot. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she was smoking in Transformers, too. That was the only reason why I watched that fucking movie.
No, I saw the previews for, like, well, some making of things for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. And she doesn't look
She was
good.
In it?
She's going to be in the new one.
Oh.
She plays April. She's going to be April.
She can play May, June, July.
Yeah, she has red hair. But she doesn't look...
She got all her fucking face
She
changed.
Looks weird.
Yeah.
Her face looks off. Like, it looks like something's wrong.
Yeah, she has, like, a manly chiseled jaw now. and like a square.
So stupid.
It
like,
really is.
Like,
man.
Even if she popped out a couple kids and the body started going, she still had a beautiful face.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she
She's
fuck that up?
She's young enough to where her body was fine.
No, I'm sure her body will get back to normal. But even like 15 years from now,
her body
still
was never a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Her body was never an issue. From the fucking neck up, she killed it.
Yeah.
She absolutely killed
Jeff
it.
Jeff said, don't forget about Megan Fox's toe thumbs.
Everyone says that.
I saw pictures of it. I didn't see the big fucking deal.
No, I don't
You
care.
Ain't got to fuck the thumb.
Gonna, if you're going to chisel anything down, do that.
Yeah.
You have like T's for thumbs. You know, they're like this. That's her thumb. I mean, who cares?
No, I don't care.
Although her hands on the Walk of Fame would be pretty funny. See a handprint like with a big like silver dollar at the thumb. She has like suction cup fingers.
What asshole put their feet on the Walk of Fame? Just put their hands.
Is that an ape's hands? Yeah, she really fucked up. But you know what's cool? Olivia Wilde just completely almost took like the Megan Fox like hotness and went a different way with it. Like she's just gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
She is. I mean, her fucking like I don't know if the, I don't. I heard it was a. I heard a rumor that it wasn't her real tits in that Ryan Reynolds Jason Bateman movie. I heard it was a CGI. That and the girl that played the wife of Jason Bateman. I heard that whole thing was CGI.
Oh really?
Yeah,
oh,
those weren't her real tits. No, it was all CGI.
That kind of makes sense.
What kind of fucking world is this now, where tits aren't even allowed to be shown?
I know.
It's got to be like CGI.
Well,
it's their call. They don't want. They don't want.
She probably didn't want her tits out there.
Well, then don't get the role. I don't care if your husband made the movie.
Hmm.
You know, calls for a nude scene. Her husband was like, "I'm going to be the first asshole in movie history to make CGI tits."
Yeah, I never heard
like
that
seriously. Like that's the dumbest fucking thing. Talk. There you go, Miss Integrity. Go fucking smack him in the face.
I will. Who's her husband?
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow did that?
Yeah. And that wasn't even her walking into the bathroom.
But he has no problem, like, male frontal nudity all day long.
Seriously.
Like,
right, you gotta watch What's His Face.
Like, what? What a jerk.
How do you feel about frontal male nudity?
Well, that makes sense now.
I don't feel about it at all.
Kind of. I just feel like she was an actress that probably wouldn't do that. Now I know.
No, obviously not, but still, it's just a bullshit call. You know?
Blasphemy.
It really is.
I'm not okay with it.
Now all of a sudden, cock is everywhere in movies, but you can't even see a good pair of tits anymore.
No. It's for shock value, and you're like, who cares? It was like funny like the first time they did it. That was about it.
Like I miss the old 80s movies. They showed everything.
Yeah.
And it was PG.
It was. It's like Harry Bush.
You know, like you can see like fucking Porky's.
Yeah.
And it was just nothing but bush and tits everywhere. You even see asshole every once in a while when you're bending down to pick up the soap. You're like, God damn. Oh,
those were the days.
Seriously. Now, forget it. It's got to be like triple X. I thought as time went on, everybody would be more relaxed about it. But now it's like we're becoming a, basically like a fucking Middle Eastern country.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everyone's got to be more covered up. Now guys can fucking let their sails go, but girls, they got to show or they got to cover everything up. I mean, it's stupid.
Look at it this way, man. The people making the ratings are the same people. They're just 30 years older. So they're getting more uptight as they get older.
Why is cock allowed, though? No, tell me the truth. There's like a lot more cock shots now than even just tit shots.
Yeah, and a lot of the cock shots are unnecessary too.
And why is it not okay to show the front of a chick's vag even though she has no hair? They won't show that at all, but they'll show three quarters of some dude's shaft. Like, why is that okay?
I don't know.
It's not okay. Something's got to be done about this shit.
I agree. Let's petition Hollywood.
I'm leaving it on you.
Okay.
Since you go both ways, you need
to listen to me.
Yeah, tell them to back off. Tell them to put the cock back in their pants. Tell them to let the vag flow.
She's done so well with every other assignment you've given her. I'm sure she'll do great on this one.
Well, this will probably just be, what is this, like page six now, things you got to do?
The donate button works good, too.
You guys can do it if you want. I can never get to the bank.
She cannot do the donate button. That's not her job. Her job was to get the account.
I can.
We and then have to ask how to link up the donate.
You know what I meant.
I want to do it. I can never get there on time.
Hey, you
want
to do it? Go ahead.
I don't want to put my name on that shit.
Why? See?
Why? What are you worried about?
I'm not.
Seriously,
I have no problem doing it. I just can't ever get to the bank. The only time I can get there is on Saturday from 9 to noon. That's the only time period that I have.
Doesn't matter which bank?
I want to go to my bank because if it's going to be in my name, I don't want to have to worry about.
But so if I have a bank right next to, like I have a Citizens Bank right next to my work, I can just go in and open an account there.
Yes.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
You've never opened a fucking account before?
Yeah, I've opened an account.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't mean it mean. Holy did it come shit. Out mean?
Yeah, it came out mean, you twat.
Oh, God.
This guy could fuck up a cup of coffee.
But yeah, I want to do it really bad. I just haven't had a chance. Because I want to do it with Columbia Bank.
He's fighting crime on the sides, guys. Leave her alone.
I have a window. My window is very, very small for it.
And you're normally nursing a fucking cocaine hangover Saturday morning.
No, actually, I've been working Saturday morning.
Have you really?
Yeah, bizarrely enough. That makes sense. I've been doing that.
You have a small window? I thought you had one of those trailers that you turn the thing and it comes out.
Smurf.
Smurf.
Smurf. It's changing. I'm making it longer now.
Smurfy. All right, let's wrap up.
Yeah, man. Wrap it up.
Mark, you want to pay some bills?
You want me to pay some bills?
Yeah, man, pay some bills. You're getting good at this shit.
No, I'm not.
Hey.
I'm working on it, though.
Listen, as long as you don't ask them to open a bank account.
What the fuck does that mean? I know how to open a bank account, but if you want to put it in my name, that's fine, too. Not that it's going to be fucking filled with money or anything, but...
It's a waste of time. Two people are going to donate $4 each.
I'll do it. I'll fucking do it. You want me to fucking take that over?
I have no problem with that. I don't know when I'm going to be able to go. I swear.
All right, whatever, dude. Don't worry about it. Okay. Keep dropping acid. All right, tweakedaudio.com.
Could you get to the point, shithead?
Tweakedaudio.com. Great, great speakers.
We selling speakers
what
now?
What the fuck? Great speakers.
What the fuck just happened? I love it. They're not even speakers, they're earbuds.
Once again.
This guy can fuck up a cup of coffee.
I said that on purpose. Come on.
Great speakers.
Everybody knows they're fucking earbuds. Come on.
I'm great just, speakers.
Just fucking around.
They're great.
Give you guys some fucking ammunition.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful speakers.
Somebody else fucking do it.
They're comfy on the ear holes.
Great.
I know they're earbuds, dude. I'm fucking around.
By the way, you know, we never mentioned what's cool about these things. Once you open up the pack, they actually have a bunch of different size of the rubber things, mm-hmm. the stoppers that go on the inside.
Yeah.
So if you have like a big ass ear hole.
Like me.
I'm saying. If you have a big ear hole,
mm-hmm.
they have the bigger ones.
Right.
So it'll stay in your fucking head. Because, you know, like if you get like the normal standard earbuds, it's what, one size. And if they fall out, you're fucked.
I have ones that do that, too. But it came with my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, or they come with the iPhone, too. The iPhone buds, the Apple buds.
Yeah, like, those are shit buds.
They're crappy. Yeah. You're on a plane, they fucking fall out. Yeah, really? They suck, yeah.
I don't have that.
I definitely bring the...
I look down and they fall out.
Yeah, I use the Tweaked audio when I go traveling.
There you go.
Because they stay in my ear.
Right.
I've never used them.
On the plane.
They're great
speakers. I know. I was fucking around. I obviously can't fuck around with you anymore.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, you fucking faggot. First of all, you weren't fucking around. You said tweaked audio, and there was like a fucking 3-second pause because you had no idea what to say. Great.
Yeah, you
want to
know the fucking truth?
Hello?
Where's my tweaked audio fucking head earbuds? Where's my earbuds?
Where's my earbuds?
They're at
Where's
the
my earbuds?
First of all, there's only two.
Right now.
We have to play a game for them.
You guys have to play a game for them.
We do?
Yes.
What's the game?
I don't know.
Trivia.
All right, we could do a trivia game. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trivia.
Yeah, trivia or, yeah, whatever. A game between the three of yous. There's going to be two of them right here, and the first place gets their pick, second place gets the other one, and third place gets to suck a dick.
It's not a... I hope it's you.
Fuck you.
I want the red ones. We have red ones?
I don't think there's a preference.
There's
in
a
color.
Black. There's a black pair, and then there's one that's like white with like neon green.
Oh. Fucking cunt bag over here wants that.
You want the white one with the neon green?
Mm. Of
that's
course,
the one I want.
Oh, you suck. We'll fight to the death. What?
Bastard.
I said I'll win.
No.
Unless I'm chewing gum and it sends you into like blind rage.
That's how we're going to be.
I'll be the host and I'll chew gum the whole time.
I hate you. No.
Missy, your turn.
Rage.
All right. TweakedAudio.com. Earbuds. Seven styles, seven different colors. Great. Mic'd, non-mic'd.
Great.
They're great. I'm not going to read anymore. Go for
They're
it.
So
read.
Great.
No, you.
I love them.
You're never going to make any money off this.
Nope.
They're great.
The one last week was good.
The commercials we do for this product is great.
Tweaked Audio is great. Seven different colors.
Seven They're different great. Speakers.
What are the colors?
Styles. Not speakers.
Green.
I know. Again, I know.
Red. Wood. Black. Silver.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to you.
You're number nine.
You're number nine.
Go ahead, miss. Tell me. I'll tell you if you're right.
Neon green.
Okay, green.
Red.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Wood.
Yes.
Silver.
Yes.
Classic.
That's not a color.
In what fucking world is classic a color?
Did you have that color in a Crayola box on your account? I want to use classic for this.
No, that's the most idiotic thing I've ever
heard. That's one of the
You're
styles. We're going with the colors. You have two left.
Two? Green? I said green.
You already got that one.
Blue?
Yep.
Red?
You already got that one.
Silver?
You already got that one. Really? You have that much of a short-term
White?
Memory? No.
Black?
No.
Pink?
No. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah! What the fuck was that?
It was a hawk.
Eagle. Jesus Christ. It's going to be a great soundbite.
Call.
Missy, is it compatible with iPods?
It is.
How about iPhones?
Tis.
How about Androids?
Tits.
Touché.
MP3 players?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
What's the code word?
Jerks.
How much you get off?
30%. 33.
Wrong.
I was going to say 33 and then I thought I was wrong.
Is there free, is there free shipping?
Always.
Ding.
Is there a lifetime?
All day, every day.
Only when you use the code.
Only when you're jerking.
Oh, fuck. Is there a lifetime limited
this
warranty?
The ship has sank.
There is.
Okay.
Is this the worst commercial we've ever done?
Tis.
Tis.
TweakedAudio.com. It speaks for itself.
Since no one else can speak for it.
They're great, great speakers.
They're great speakers.
They're great, great, great amplifiers. Sound amplifiers.
Great.
Hey, let's not forget about Amazon.com.
And GameFly.
And Amazon.com.
No,
just go to our show page, click the Amazon banner. And you can go to GameFly. Sure.
If you want.
Go to GameFly banner. Why not?
Can we just do a pre-recorded one and just get shit over?
No.
We're using this week's one.
We're doing
oh,
this.
Yeah.
We're awful. Doing this from now on until we get it right.
A live,
okay.
This is what you call a live read.
Next week we'll do it right. I have faith in us.
How about that's the task for next week?
Sounds good.
Everyone here needs to. We could do all four commercials, all four promos. Whoever's got the best one, that's the fucking
Wings.
One we're going to use. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Sound good?
And done.
Work. All right, let's get out of here. Next week.
Always end on a strong joke.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.